How's it going, Taylor?
It's going. It's well.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And for being here.
It worked out weirdly.
Yeah.
Weirdly?
Well, you hit me up and I was like, this is last minute. I'm going to be in Dallas.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be getting a Kiss tattoo today.
Oh, sure.
Mm. And
in Dallas?
Yeah, there's like this heavy metal chick and she's like dating a sound guy from Slayer. I don't know. She does like all heavy metal tattoos. Like super well known. She's on Ink Masters. And she followed me on Instagram one day and we started talking and she was super rad. And I was like, this feels weird. Like, she looks kind of like a maniac in a good way.
Yeah.
And I was like, something's going to, like, happen. And so King Diamond was playing. And that's, like, the godfather, you know.
Okay,
so I was like, okay, if she cancels King Diamond, then, like, this isn't going to happen. And she couldn't make it to King Diamond. So needless to say, tattoo got canceled. Yeah. And I made it back early and here we are. Yeah.
Well, that's not so bad then.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Taylor, tell us what you're about. Introduce yourself. What's your thing? What's your deal?
A self-proclaimed pin queen, first of all. So I have a little graphic design promotional merchandise company. It's called Death Rattle. I specialize in enamel pins, keychains, stuff like that. So, yeah, I've been doing that for like 4 or 5 years now. And
you also do all our pins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I do. And it's pretty fun. Worked with a lot of cool people over the years and met you guys, and it's cool stuff.
That was all right, you know.
Yeah.
Like, more like a low light, but you know.
Yeah,
we're here now. We're here now.
How are you going to look at it?
Yeah. Our pins are probably what we've sold the most of.
Because they're amazing.
Okay. Yeah. They're really rad. They are really rad.
They're pretty great.
What was the last one? Was it the butt slut or the dick bat?
Those were the first ones.
Was it Rocket Man?
No, it was Rocket Man.
Yeah, the Rocket Man and the trap we did.
Oh, I forgot about that one. That one was cute.
Yeah, I like that one with the glittery heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, glitter's always cool.
Yeah, sick. That one worked out well. How did, what got you in the game? What got you started with pins?
Well, I moved to Colorado with some loser like 6-7 years ago, and he was super into like festivals and like kind of like hippie shit, and so we started going to a lot of festivals, and I knew how to do art and graphic design. He was like, oh, let's start doing pins. I was like, whatever, I don't care. So we started doing them, and more so for like the electronic music scene and like festivals. So we were doing that and vending and for a couple years, and then I was just like, I hate all of you guys and I don't want to make pins like this anymore. And then like over the last few years though, like pop culture pins weren't a thing. Like, they've blown up these last couple of years. And I was like, oh, wait, I can do, like, shit I actually like and put it on a pin and people can buy it. And I can not market to, like, these fucking hippies and actually do shit. Like, they were cool.
Shout out.
And I love, shout out hippies. They love pins and they have, like, a lot of money and love that shit. But
yeah,
it's just like, this is boring. I'm tired of going to festivals. They're just gross. Porta potties are gross. You couldn't pay me. Well, one time I had to use a porta potty and that also changed me. And it's just fucking vile. It's vile.
Yeah, porta potties are the worst.
And then like, I don't know. I don't get it, but so festivals canceled, done with that.
Yeah.
Yes, the pop culture pins started becoming a thing and I was like, this is rad. And weirdly enough, so I reached out to a guy. I don't know if you guys know what Sketchy Tank is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that brand. So I randomly reached out to this guy, like their Instagram, and I was like, hey, your shit's rad. Probably said this too. I was like, hey, your shit's rad. You should make some pins. And he like sent me this huge long message back, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And he was like, yeah, we've been looking for a pin person, yada, yada, yada. So I ended up getting super tight with that guy. He flew out to Colorado for like a, I forget even the name of it. Like a ski, snowboard kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Expo.
Okay.
So his brand was like super big with Zoomies and they were like involved with that. So he was there and like, so I ended up meeting him and he's got me like all the cool business I've ever had.
Yeah.
Right. So I linked
that brand's
up with
sick
him.
As hell too.
And he's so cool. Like he
works with some cool people too.
He's like, rad. Like he, you know, so I met him and then we hit it off and blah, blah, blah. So I started making his pins and then he referred me. I guess he like runs the whole kind of like LA, like alternative streetwear brand, I guess. And so he hooked me up with a guy from, I guess he's just like the marketing person for like Odd Future and stuff like that. So he linked me up with them. So I did Odd Future pins. I did Tyler, the Creator, the Flower Boy Scumfuck album. Mm-hmm. I did those pins. Holy so every shit. Vinyl release got one of those.
Dude.
Kim Kardashian. I shit you not. So this Odd Future guy, like, knows all these LA, like, big shots, I guess. And so Kim Kardashian came out with a line of emojis for mm-hmm. the iPhone that were, like, butts and, like, Kim-o-gees peaches and, like, unicorns.
Kim-o-gees. I'm so, not fucking with you. It's called Kim-o-gees. Dead serious.
And so he hit me up and was like, hey, I've got a high-end client. I was being all, like, hush-hush about it at first. He's like, we need samples, blah, blah, blah. But they want, like, 40,000 pieces. And I was like, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
Like, first of all, who is it? And so then he sent me, like, what's happening? So he sent me, you know, all their shit, and we ended up doing them. They ordered, like, 50,000 pins. And I made, like, a lot of money.
That's bananas.
A lot of money. And I was like, yeah, it was literally bananas.
Hard flex, but that's all right.
Hard flex. And I was super young. I was being a psycho in Denver the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, just, like, being a maniac. Because I wasn't working, and I was just, like, doing the pin shit and doing really good. And I was super young, so I was just being crazy. But, yeah, I did those pins. So he linked me up with, like, all these cool people. Doyle from Misfits. That was random. So I ended up doing pins for him. I messaged him and I was like, yo, are you real? Like, are you the real Doyle or what? And he was like, yeah, it's me. And I was like, what? And then we started talking the funniest shit he said. He said, I was like, yeah, I'm bummed. I miss y'all's, like, you know, OG Misfits show. He's like, don't. It fucking sucked. And I was like, cool. And so that was probably my coolest first time in pins
That's
for.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me, like, hearing you work for Tyler the Creator and like Odd Future and all that stuff, because you know they've been like so huge in my life since I was like fucking 13 maybe.
Yeah,
always been into it, and that's awesome.
Yeah, they're
jealous.
Super cool.
Hella jealous.
Yeah, that's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it worked out. I was like, this is rad. Mm-hmm. So if I could just work with only like cool people like that, that'd be cool.
Right now you're stuck with us.
Yeah.
Now you're stuck with the same old devils.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I didn't realize that. That's big time.
Pin game is crazy.
Shit. It is crazy.
And I feel like people just don't want to like do the work to look it up. Like anyone can go find a supplier in China. Yeah, but like I've been working with the same lady for like 6 years, and people just like don't want to deal with it because it is difficult. There's a language barrier.
Yeah.
B, it's also difficult, different time zone, so
sure.
And they just don't understand shit. And I guess there's, I've never had this experience, but I guess there's like really shittily made, is that a word?
I think so.
Shittily made pins that I've never gotten like a really shitty quality pin, and I've worked with like probably 30 different suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what this black market pin thing is, but I guess it's real.
I think people just like to deal with people that they can like,
yeah, and that.
Like, for real deal with, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, that seemed cool.
Yeah, and that's I'm rad.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And you just gotta, like, fake it till you make it. Like, just pretend like you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's so people...
I do that every day.
Yes, and, like, it's worked for me thus far, so yeah. I'm just gonna go with it.
Yeah,
is it, sure. Like, do you make them all by hand? Or, like...
No.
Okay.
So, some are made by hand, so, like, China... The reason China has all these pin presses is because they sit, like, on the largest supply of metal.
Mm-hmm.
So these giant factory pin presses, you know, they're stamping them, making the molds. And then, like, the enamel is either filled by hand, like, I shit you not, in syringes.
What?
Like, they're putting these colors in syringes and they're hand filling them. Not all of them. Like, there's hard enamel, soft enamel. Hard enamel has, like, that coating baked over the top. It's like glass. But... I don't know, but I know some of them are hand-filling these pins, which is fucking insane.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm supporting, like, slave labor. But, like, pins are rad. I send China probably, like, $50,000 a year or more. So it's like, okay, I feel bad, but, like, keep it up, guys.
Right.
Great work. I hope you get benefits.
Hey.
Like,
yeah. Hey, welcome to the world, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that is true, for sure.
But I guess, and there's no, like, United States. Like, I don't think there's a pin press in the United States.
Really?
Like, as far as I know, I mean, everything's made in China.
Yeah.
And then I guess there's probably, like, some government weird Area 51 shit. Like, they're making
It's the fucking government,
Yeah,
man.
It's totally the government.
It's the government, man.
But, yeah, I just don't know. So there's, like, big corporate companies that are, like, pinmart.com. And they're, like, ripping people off, making pins for, like, 100 pins for like $600.
Yeah,
and they're claiming to be like USA made, but it's like, you guys are bogus. They're doing the artwork here and like marketing for it, and then they're just selling, they're doing the same shit. They're just a middleman.
Yeah.
I'm just better at it and rad. And I'm not like walmartpin.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. That's a thing. Yeah. So
exactly. It's way easier when you're dealing with people, with everything.
Totally.
Because in like real people, and you can, you know, communicate easier.
Yeah, and if shit fucks up, you can be like, oh, well, I'm just going to bitch at you because...
Well, I mean that too,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, so it's easier.
I don't know.
Just punch in the air.
It just makes more sense, it seems like.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just surprised at how popular pins really are, though.
It's crazy.
It is really... When I found out, I was like, holy fuck, yeah, why have I not been doing this for so long?
It's like a cult thing almost, too. Like, I mean, it's huge.
It's like... And it's so weird because it's like... It's so small, and you wouldn't think that these, they're like bumper stickers, but they're like bananas.
And I didn't know, like, there's so many, so I'm in all these, like, pin groups on Facebook that I post my shit in, and just, like, spam groups. I'm like, email me. You need a supplier? Email me. But there's so many, like, weird markets I didn't know, like, existed. So there's this, like, body art or body mod kind of guy that just hit me up recently, and I've been doing pins for him. And he's also turned out to be one of, like, my best customers. This guy's made, like, 2, 3, 4 orders, like, huge, 12 at a time. And, but he does all, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, kinky shit, like, like bondage. Okay. Like, people are, like, tied up, but, like, in an art way.
Huh. Okay. So, Pin-rotica.
Like, I might even have a pin with me. But, yeah, it's, like, it'll be, like, a chick. And, like, a silhouette of the chick, like, in a diamond. And it's all, like, she's white and all the shapes are purple and there's, like, rope. And it's really, yeah, it's, okay, like, art kink.
Okay.
In a pin.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, like, that's a huge market I didn't know existed. And so when he hit me up, I was like, what the fuck? Like, you're making what? And, like, his artwork's ready, pristine. He also tattoos.
Okay.
And, but, yeah, like, and I was just like, this is really weird, but... He's great. People love his pins, and I didn't know that existed. And then, like, horror. Like, there's a whole cult following of, like, horror pins.
Sure.
And I was like, wow, like, I guess I don't like anything because I didn't know anything shit, like, existed. Like,
yeah. No, it definitely makes sense.
Yeah. And there's, like, a PBR. There's a PBR pin community. I don't fucking know. There's weird shit out there.
There definitely is.
Yeah.
That's just for broke college kids, though.
Well, no, I shit you not. Some guy hit me up randomly. I actually had to refund him, and I feel really bad. But I made this PBR pin, like, years ago that no one gave a fuck about. I just gave to all my, like, drunk loser friends. And it said, I don't even know what it said, Soul Crusher. And it was just, like, a crushed PBR can. And so this guy hit me up and was like, hey, I want one of your pins. I was like, okay, who are you? It was, like, PBR Brad or some shit. So clearly I went and lurked his page. I'm dead serious. Like something generic. You're like, oh, cool. Wonder what this guy's about.
What?
Yeah, who's he? A mysterious man. So I went and it's like all PBR shit. And so I was like, okay, hey, who are you? And then he started telling me a story. He was like, oh, I have the largest PBR pin collection in the world. And I was like, A, are you verified? Like, what?
Did Guinness come to your house and say that shit?
Maybe they did, because I watch people do those Guinness things all the time. You have to have a witness. There's, like, paperwork. You have to get the shit, like, notarized or something. You send it in, and they either, like, A, you want, or, you know, like, yeah, this is great. You're the world's fastest pickle-eating man, or whatever. Or B, you're not. But I guess it's not hard. But, yeah, there's PBR pin cult.
Wow.
And he like he had a flag, like all sorts of weird shit he sent me pictures of. I was just like, I was distracted not reading it really, but I sold him a pin I didn't have, so I had to refund him.
Oh, damn.
Well, I was like, surely I'll have a pin. I may, like, I have a box of just like pins that are just randomly there. Yeah, not one.
Damn.
I know. Sorry, guys.
My PBR.
If you're listening, PBR Brad, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for making fun of you a little bit. And also
in a cool way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
I don't hate PBR, but I think it's disgusting.
It's one of the shittiest beers of all time.
And my sweet boyfriend, I love him, but he's so disgusting. He loves PBR. And, like, he drinks, like, a lot of liquid in general. Like, he just, volume-wise, he's a big guy. He's a big, beefy muscle guy.
Yeah, right.
And he's disgusting. So, like, kind of just get an image in your head.
And, I've seen bearded.
Yeah.
Beard.
Handlebars, shaved head.
Uh-huh. There
big
we go.
Guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he loves PBR. And, like, we spent $100 at the bar last night. And I had 4 drinks, and the rest was PBR, tall cans.
Jesus
but he
Christ.
Could drink,
dude,
yeah,
that's some fucking cash.
It's insane. If we, like, had a contest, I bet if there's a Guinness World Record who drinks the most PBRs in one sitting, it's him.
Is he Andre the Giant?
Probably.
Wow. Did you ever hear the stories of that dude?
He would drink like 36 beers in like 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck
and,
ever.
And not
what?
Even be, look it up. Look it up.
Okay, hold on, hold on.
Check this shit out.
Then my ride, I go to GuinnessWorldRecords.com.
Yeah, that dude was legit a monster, though.
Yeah, he's the same. He just drinks, like, a lot of volume. And, like, he also loves Diet Pepsi, which is disgusting. I'm a Diet Coke girl. Always will be.
What?
Be real. Shout out Diet Coke. This ad dude. Was not sponsored. But, yeah, so he goes through... At one point, he was going through, like, 2 or 3 36 racks a week.
Jesus.
Like, when he goes to get a soda from the fridge, he gets...
Oh my god.
Like, I don't think he drinks for thirst. Like, I just think he can, like...
Just for a hobby?
Just sucks them down?
drinks liquid for a hobby?
And he always gets mad. I'm like, babe, can you, like, drink like a normal person? He's like, this is how I drink. I'm like, cool, I'm not trying to change you, but, like, you need help.
This is not that, working out,
yeah.
Okay?
That doesn't seem too bad, though. That's, what, like, 32 ounces?
I bet he drinks, like, 12 a day.
Oh my god. 12 like cans of like liquid?
That doesn't seem that bad.
That's a lot of fucking liquid.
I wish,
dude.
I was lying. He does. No, I'm dead serious.
How much does he piss?
A lot.
I would assume so, I mean, right?
Only, he eats a lot and he shits a lot.
That's
too.
Only 90 something ounces of liquid. That's not
that's
that bad.
That's 12? I drink, okay, so like when I have my Diet Coke at lunch, it's like my treat. So I have my coffee in the morning and then I'm like, "Oh, I get to have my Diet Coke for lunch." And I'm like, fuck yeah. And then I may have one for dinner, but sometimes if I do have it for dinner, I'm like, I feel disgusting. I've had two sodas. But I'm like, is that gross? Like, I think, like, we as disgusting Americans, like, drink soda.
Yeah.
And, like, eat processed food all day.
And at least if it's diet, at least you don't have the sugar
in
it.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, there's other chemicals.
I mean, yeah, there is that.
You'll get cancer. I'm like, so what?
Yeah, I mean.
I do drugs sometimes for fun.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, you said he drinks he drinks like 12 cans of something a day, yeah?
I think it's 12 cans.
Okay, so there's 12 ounces in a regular standard can, okay? That times 12 is 144 ounces, meaning he drinks over a gallon a day.
Not that much. They say
I don't drink a gallon a day,
You're
dude.
Supposed to drink, what, eight ounce glasses
of
water?
Soda. A gallon of soda a day?
It's just with bubbles. It's just liquid with bubbles.
I don't really
drink water. Hold on, wait. Are you being for real? Soda's fucking, like,
but like
it's poison.
What is it?
It's just, I mean...
It's just, literally all it is sugar.
But is
like
it really
syrup.
That bad?
Yeah, but it's diet, so there's no sugar in it.
Oh, thank God.
Aspartame.
It's diet. Okay,
aspartame's
okay.
The only bad thing in it
but
for
But I feel
you.
Like they proved that was, like, a bust. Like, that wasn't real.
Is
like,
it?
What, aspartame wasn't good for you?
I think that was just, like, a
Check
myth.
It out.
They were
I did want to bring this up as well, the Andre the Giant fact. You won't find it in the Guinness Book of World Records, but Andre the Giant holds the world record for the largest number of beers consumed in a single sitting.
Oh my
These
God.
Were standard 12-ounce bottles of beer, nothing
Holy
fancy.
Christ.
But during a six-hour period, Andre drank 119 of them.
That dude's
See, look
fucking
at this
animal.
Dude's fucking hand compared to
See,
this
See, my
can.
Babe has mitts like that, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Babe, I've so seen... if you're listening, Andre the Giant... It's a challenge now. So,
yeah, Andre the Giant pretty much just called you a bitch. So you need to defend yourself.
That is so much.
I mean, a gallon a day. Like, I don't even drink a bottle of water a day.
No, me either.
I don't either.
That can't be good for you guys.
It's not.
Like,
it's not. My piss is like lime green.
Yeah, that's not good.
I feel like I could go days
without drinking water.
That's terrible.
I
don't know if I could go days
without
it.
I do it. I do it a lot.
Do you always have a headache?
No, but one time I did have a headache for like a... This is crazy.
Oh,
so
shit.
So this theory... So I had a migraine for a year straight. I'm fucking dead serious. It was miserable.
Holy shit.
And I was working for a chiropractor at the time, which was also very strange. And I was like, fix me. What's wrong with me? And so he like did all his chiropractic shit. None of it really worked. But I had a migraine for a fucking year. And I drank water. I was vegetarian. I was healthy. I was, you know, whatever. And then flash forward to, I don't know, a year later, I got breast implants. Okay?
Mm. Okay.
So I had to sleep on my back for 3 months, basically, flat. And I haven't had a migraine since.
What?
I'm fucking dead. And so this is my theory. So I think I used to sleep on my belly. And there's like a nerve in your neck that, you know, directly correlates like your brain and can cause headaches if it's like kinked. Mm-hmm. So I think this is my diagnosis, that I was sleeping in a way that I was like pinching some nerve that was like giving me these weird migraines. And so me sleeping on my back, it's cool now.
Weird. Oh my
God. So I got new boobs and no migraines now. Nice. Yeah.
Hell so yeah. Tight.
Maybe that was the fix. Maybe new boobs.
Yeah, who needs water? Fuck water.
Yeah.
Get new boobs.
No, seriously. And then like my mom, she's insane and she doesn't drink water.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day I quote you, I said, Mom, do you drink water ever? Because she drinks Diet Coke only too.
Mm.
And she was like, when I brush my teeth. But I was like, I don't really drink water. She's like, I said, Mom. Yes. I was like, Mom, that's not the same.
I get water in my mouth. I brush my teeth.
And I was like, how are you alive? And then she was like, well, I don't even know the last time I drank water. I was like, what?
Oh my God. Fuck? What?
Wow. No, that's pretty healthy. Fucking bad. Listen to how healthy. Really? She's 50-something now. She had a baby at 45. I have a 10-year-old sister.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm 27. I have a 10-year-old sister, so we, like, and she looks just like me. So, like, I'll take her around and we'll, like, lie. I'm like, oh, this is, she'll, like, pretend you're my mom. I'm like, cool, whatever.
Yeah, I'm your mom.
Yeah, and so that's fun. But, yeah, so she's a healthy woman, but she doesn't drink.
What?
So you don't have to drink water.
Oh, my God. Wow. We just cracked the fucking code.
Debunked.
Wow.
Crazy.
So when it comes to, when it does come to aspartame, it says, unfortunately, while extensive tests have been conducted on aspartame, there's no consensus as to whether aspartame is bad.
See, fake news.
You. So yeah, maybe. So
fake news.
He's not drinking sugar.
Yeah, maybe it's just water in a can. Maybe that's just what it is.
Oh, my, carbonated flavored water. Mm-hmm.
And bubbles, yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's how I sneak my water in. I just put bubbles in it.
See, that's what I feel. So I feel like when I drink these, though, I'm like, wait, am I really... Does this count as drinking water?
Yeah,
water. It is water.
It's just carbonated.
Yeah, it's just bubbles.
So, like, if you don't like drinking water, just drink bubbly water and it's better. But people are like, oh, it tastes like static.
I mean, yeah, people... Yeah,
and that is a great description.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the... I feel that
it
way.
It grew on me, though. Like, at first, I was like, what the fuck are all these yuppie-ass motherfucking white people drinking this shit for? Then I was like... Wait.
See, I go the other way. I'm like, all those people that are like, I don't like bubbles in my water. I'm like, trash.
But also, trash. I feel like it doesn't quench your thirst the same as water. Like, I feel like I could drink 90 of these, and I'd be like, oh, I'm still thirsty.
See, it kind of...
Chug it down.
It kind of bloats
that's
me.
That's the game.
It makes
me
feel like I'm, like, about to explode whenever I drink bubbly water.
I'll drink a whole can of one of these in, like, 10 seconds.
Because you can.
I know, but that's how I get it in.
But, like, I feel like, see, that's why.
I just smacked my mic.
You just said you have to drink a million of them because, like, it doesn't quench your thirst. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why. Because, like, a soda, I guess maybe because it doesn't have all the sugar or not. Well, I'm not drinking sugar.
Yeah, no sugar.
I don't fucking, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Science.
Dude, what, bro?
Science. This is science.
At least you're getting it in. That's the important thing, I feel like. Or maybe it's not in your mom's case.
Maybe it's just, like, genetic now. I don't need water. She doesn't need water,
dude,
so
your mom's a fucking
water.
Superhero, dude.
You guys are camel people.
Mm.
Maybe I'm, like, a lizard people. Underlord, overlord or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever taken your skin off?
You're a reptilian.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, blink for me real quick.
Right? Well, my eye's been twitching a lot lately,
oh,
too.
My fuck.
That's
Randy, what have we done?
I don't know.
We're going to get taken over.
Maybe.
Fuck water.
Yeah. Fuck water.
I don't need that shit.
I'm a god. Who needs water?
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's absolutely crazy.
Mm. As I'm drinking water, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Cheers.
That, I mean, that is true. So, yeah, you've debunked yourself.
I have my one a week. It's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Three a week.
I need my one required water a week. Fuck.
I don't know.
Well,
you're either a water person or you're not.
That's
there's
true.
Not like any in between.
Yeah.
It's like you're cool with water, you're slut for water, or you're not.
But it's weird to me for like, there's people who say they don't like the taste of water.
It tastes like nothing.
And it doesn't taste like anything.
But yeah, like, who's to say? Who's to say it tastes like nothing?
But do you,
like,
okay.
What is nothing?
So do you think, dude, you're on a whole fucking different level right now, dude. So do you think that different bottled waters taste different?
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, yes. That's for sure.
Thank you.
I can tell you top four most disgusting waters right now. A, all spring water.
Okay.
Tastes like a fucking toilet.
Mm-hmm. All spring?
All spring water can suck a dick.
Like, as all is in, like, every type of spring water?
Every type of spring water that's in creation now is canceled.
Wow. Why?
There you go.
See, okay.
Another thing that's been canceled this week, all spring water.
Why? What's your beef with spring water?
It tastes like a toilet. Like, it doesn't taste like it's filtered.
Why are you tasting toilets?
I'm just assuming. Like, if you had to drink a toilet, it would taste like fucking spring water. Ozarka is the best shit. If anyone wants to come at me and say otherwise, I'll give you my address. I'll post it below.
I'll beat the fuck out of you.
Ozarka is the best.
Ozarka is good.
It's good shit.
I like any water bottle with, like, a nipple tip on it.
See, that's fucking weird.
Bro, I love the nipple tips.
You're just a nipple slut.
Yeah, I'm a slut for nipples.
See,
yeah.
You're either battered or not, I guess. Mm. Some like water, some like water with nipples on top.
Thank you. It feels natural. It feels like I'm supposed to be. Like, you know, like how animals...
It reminds you of a simpler time?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I didn't have to worry about, you know... I just had to worry
where
about...
Where your water sources.
Yeah. I just had to worry about the, like, poop in my diaper or something, you know?
That wasn't even your problem.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I'd cry about it, but who gives a fuck? You know?
Yeah.
I got, so what? I got poop in my pants.
Yeah, somebody else will fix it.
No big deal.
Don't take that clip out of context. Oh,
speaking of poop, and this is probably, he's not going to be embarrassed because he talks about it all the time. Okay, as guys, I want to know, I was asking a bunch of other guys one time, do you guys shit your pants? Because my boyfriend has shit his pants twice this year.
Oh my God.
And he's like, he makes it out like it's no big deal. And I was like, wait, I've dated a lot of men in my life. I'm 27. I was like, I've never had another man shit his pants, especially with me.
It's funny you bring this up because
I got
a good story.
So he just shit his pants right now, actually.
As you were telling that story.
Randy, what the hell? That's why you put the incense on, you sick fuck?
So, how do I start this story? In the past 2 years, I've been going back and forth to Nigeria.
Okay.
And continue. So, in the past 2 years, I have shit myself twice.
Oh my! So, this is the fucking thing with you men.
No.
But
elaborate. From food or,
twice?
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Two
so
times?
I think it's the problem was the food there. Because the food there makes me shit horribly.
That's very
like
fair.
Really, really, like, it's not good.
That's very fair.
Usually, it took me, like, a good, solid week and a half.
Oh
just
my
to
God.
Get like adjusted to it every time I went, but that was like that's the only times that I've shit myself.
But like
in
how
several
so like
years.
You can't make it to the bathroom. You're just like fuck it. I'm just gonna go.
Well, sometimes it's just accidents. Try to fart and it just.
But see, that was his thing. Like when he, okay.
it's just straight up shit and water.
Like he thought he farted, but he sharted.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just like a little poop coming out.
No.
So yeah, that's what happened the last time I shit my pants. It was like it was a shart. I was on my couch. I had a cold.
Yeah,
I was on my couch. I had a cold, and I was with my dad. We were watching football.
Oh my God, with his dad.
Yeah, and
he sharted on your dad.
Well, how long ago was this? So
I was no. I was like, it had to be like 14 or 15.
Okay.
So like
that wasn't that long.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Yes.
But you know, I was laying on the couch and I was like, I was sick, and we were watching football, and I farted and pushed a little too hard, and it just. You know, just kind of painted my underwear.
When you do, yeah, it's always wet.
Just a little paint.
In that situation, it's always wet.
Yes.
It's never good.
Yeah.
And it's always the sneaky ones.
Yeah, for sure.
So, also, he doesn't wear underwear. So
I'm about that life, too.
Oh, no.
That's the worst,
though.
See, I can't
do
that. Okay, this is the situation. You shit your pants.
It goes down all down your leg.
So this
you don't wear underwear at all?
No, I don't have underwear on right now.
My man doesn't wear underwear ever, and even after shitting his pants, he knows he's gonna shit his pants again.
Yeah.
He still refuses to wear underwear. Like what? I remember going through our underwear drawer the other day, and he has like two or three man thongs. I'm like, why do you have these? Like,
for you.
But he'll never wear them. I'm like, I just don't get it. Like if I was a known pants shitter, I would want like a backup. Like protection.
A known man shitter?
Pants shitter.
Well, okay, listen. I think there's a direct correlation between not wearing underwear and shitting your pants.
I feel like your boyfriend and I would be good friends.
Probably. We could have a whole podcast on how many times have I shit my pants.
Yeah.
And how many PBRs can I drink and not shit my pants as a challenge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He and I feel like we get along.
Do you have any embarrassing stories of when you shit your pants and like
public? No. So those two, while I was in Nigeria, were like...
Where were you?
Yeah.
Were you in public?
Well, I was on a ship.
Oh,
so out in the middle of the ocean.
Shit on a ship, guys.
He was on the poop deck.
I have shit off the poop deck before, but that's a different story. It got its name because that's where people used to shit.
No fucking way, really?
Back in the old day, yeah.
Get out.
Wait a second, I gotta fact check this shit.
The poop deck's it's on the aft, and you would just go way back there, because the old wooden galleons didn't have bathrooms, man.
Do you just take toilet paper off the poop deck with it? You just take a little in your pocket?
I don't think they had toilet paper then either. They would just go
air dry?
Shit. Yeah, just shit off the aft.
What is a poop deck?
Okay, I don't care about the head.
Yeah, here we go, poop deck. That's a real thing.
Okay.
See? The rear of the ship, the aft.
Huh. The more you know.
Some say that the poop deck got its name from sailors who would drop trowel from the rear. Can you zoom in just a little bit?
I can't even.
My eyes are terrible. Given the previous definition of the head, blah, 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 blah. Oh shit! It's not real.
La poop.
Unfortunately, it comes from true.
La poop.
We got the term poop deck from the French word for the stern.
Oh, the fucking French.
Fucking French.
Oh, la poop.
La poop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you shit your pants in
public.
Anyway,
see, this is why I fact check.
I was in my office.
You're a liar.
I was in my office.
Oh, okay.
So. And there was nobody else in there at the time.
Just imagine, like, your
Both
boss
times.
Is in their office and just shits their pants in there. I couldn't look at my boss the same way if I knew that fact.
None of those dudes that worked for me were in there at the time.
So no one knew you shit your pants, though.
Yeah, oh, you know immediately.
Like, you didn't change, like, did you try to hide it?
I mean, homeboy, he doesn't wear underwear.
I mean,
how's he going to hide it?
Oh, yeah, you don't wear underwear either.
Yeah, no, I changed immediately.
Y'all are fucking a weird
dude. But no fucking way could I go without underwear.
Out there at sea, you wear, like, orange coveralls, like these terrible orange coveralls.
Oh, so they're brown coveralls now.
Yeah, yeah,
so. They're kind of thick, so.
I mean.
So it didn't, like, go through it.
I mean, it did.
It went through.
I just threw them away. So what I did, once I realized, like, that. Okay, there's shit in my pants. I'm like, oh, fuck. The first time, I was like, oh, god damn it. Now what do I do? I'm like, well, there's nobody here. So I just took my coveralls off and then changed them real quick and then went and threw away my other coveralls.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what else do you do? They're terrible. I'm not going to send those down to the laundry for the dudes.
Like, I don't know who's... These are my friends, but can you just watch this?
Can you watch this for me, man?
He was too embarrassed to bring them down here. Yeah. So.
No, I just throw them away. The second time, I was like it was routine then. I was like, no big deal. This is fine.
Oh, my god.
I know what to do in this situation.
You should not be in a routine for shitting your pants.
What do I do when I shit my pants?
I feel like the thing that you should do is be in a routine. What you're going to do.
Like an exit strategy, like, yeah, I get it, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But routine.
Like, hold on, let me pull up my, what did I do when
routine?
I shit my pants
manual? Oh, yeah. Let me pull up my last week's journal from what I did from when I shit my pants.
Yeah, where's the flow chart for what I do when I shit my pants?
I've never shit my pants, guys.
Ever?
I piss my pants a lot, but, like, I don't think women... We as beautiful women do not.
That's bullshit.
We do not shit our pants.
Bullshit.
Ever.
To be fair,
ever.
Though.
I need to text my mom and ask if she shit her pants because I need to
never.
Fact check
and
this.
If we did, we would never admit it.
To be fair, the shit is typically like the consistency of piss.
It's just water.
Yeah, it's just you're just shitting water, and that's why you're like, oh fuck.
But like,
it's not like a big poop just sneaks up and there's just like a big log.
But that'd be so much easier if that were the case, man. Because
like, if you were in that situation, though, you would know. Like, okay, so one time I've never shit my pants. I almost shit my pants.
Yeah, yeah.
So I won't forget. So we were, I don't know what. We had some crazy ass fucking food, and for like 2 days I didn't poop. Right, mm-hmm. 2 days. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh boy, we're in trouble. And I was like, oh, it hurt. I felt like I was fucking pregnant. Like, my belly was hurting. And we were going to see some band in Kansas City. And we were meeting our friends there. And my lovely boyfriend was like, let's go eat Mongolian food. And I was like, fuck my fucking life. And I wasn't thinking about, I'm going to shit forever after this. So we eat the Mongolian food. It was amazing. And then we get to the show, pull into the parking garage. And I was like, it all hit me. And I was like, babe. I was like, this is not a fucking drill. I was like sweating. I was like, I was freaking out. I was like, I am going to shit my pants. I was like, please help me. And so we walk. Yeah, I'm like running. And there's a coffee shop. And I was like, babe, go in here. And we go in. I was like, go order coffee so I can go to the bathroom. And it doesn't look like we're weird. I'm here shitting my pants. And so luckily, it was like a single stall. And oh my God, it was terrible. And so I, like, jetted out of there, because I was like, everyone's going to know I shit my pants, because they're going to go in that bathroom, and she didn't order anything, so I was, like, freaking out, and so, yeah, that was the one close call, but it doesn't count, because I didn't actually shit my pants, but I think we as women, I piss my pants a lot, like, if you're, like, out drinking, the worst one is you're out drinking, you go home, you're fumbling with your keys trying to get into the door, and you already have to pee, and you're already, like, pee dancing, and you're like, fuck. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, wait, fuck it. I'm already home. I'm just going to piss.
See, I don't piss my pants.
Oh, my God,
It makes more sense to me to shit your pants than to piss your
pants. No way!
Well, I think it's just because we're dudes. I feel like dudes can control their piss easier.
Yeah, you'll have, like, a...
We have muscles to...
Yeah,
to,
it's outside of... I mean, it is your body, but it's, like... It's different.
Our pee hole, we can hold it in.
Yeah.
I've never had a vagina, so I don't know what it feels like to pee. I think
You can hold it, like, but it just doesn't. It's not the same.
Maybe that means we have different buttholes than girls do.
Maybe so.
Maybe that's why we shit our pants.
I think that's a gut thing.
You think so?
Yeah. Mine was the only time I've ever shit my pants.
That's fair.
Is when I've eaten things that I'm shitting water. That's it.
Anytime I've shit my pants in the past, it's just been watery shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, you know, I was trying to fart or something.
Exactly.
And it just,
you got gas bubbles in there. They got to come out. You've been farting for the last 20 minutes. One of them just is wet.
Yeah. You know when you, like, siphon gas and it finally comes out and it, like, gets all in your mouth? That's what shitting your pants is like.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. It's pretty cool. I'll just wear a diaper everywhere I go.
It's a real panic feeling, though.
I can imagine. Absolutely.
How do I get the fuck out of
this? Yeah. There was one time in...
Here's a question. Sorry, go ahead. Tell your story. Okay. I'll go after this.
So there was one time in elementary school... it's not even that interesting. I was in elementary school, and I had to go, like, shit really bad, because I was shitting water, you know?
Big time shit. Yeah.
And so I asked the teacher, I was like, hey, can I go to the bathroom? And she's like, yeah. I was walking to the bathroom, and sure enough, I'd shitted, like, in my pants, right? No. And, you know, I went to the bathroom, and I was like, I don't know what to do. And, like, you know how the trash cans are, like, sometimes, like, kind of outside of the bathroom?
Yeah.
I didn't want to throw my underwear away because I was, like, I was terrified.
Shit pants.
Yeah. I didn't want someone to see me throwing my poopy undies in the fucking trash can. So, like, I took my underwear off, wiped myself clean, you know. And I put my pants back on with no underwear, and I kept, like, toilet paper in my ass all day. So, because I was like.
You shoved it in your butthole?
No, I didn't shove it in my butthole. I put it in the crack, like, to where it just would stay there.
Like a tampon.
Yeah, that's what I was. It was more like a pad kind of deal, you know? It wasn't a tampon. I have shoved a tampon in my ass, but that was a different story.
There you have it, guys. There you have it.
That one was just simply like...
That doesn't count.
Yeah, someone was just like, I bet you won't shove a tampon in your ass. And I was an edgy teen, and I was like, I fucking bet you I will. And
I'll
did
do it right
it.
Now.
Yeah, and I did it. And it was really itchy.
Nice.
But yeah, anyways. Oh, yeah, and I left the underwear in the stall because I didn't want to throw it away. And now there's just poopy britches in the fucking stall.
You know, someone was like, "Cause I didn't want to look at the camera. Go look at the camera. Find out what boy shit in their pants.
I didn't want to throw it away and have someone see me throwing my, like, SpongeBob tidy whities with shit all over them away.
Wow.
But yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to
that's
it.
That's cute. Wow. That's sweet.
Thank you. It's wholesome, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyways, Randy,
bringing you the
saying?
Wholesome shit story content.
I don't even remember what I was gonna say after that. There was way too was much in that story.
That was a lot.
That story went way deep. Holy fuck!
All right.
Wow.
Anyways, I'm yeah.
That was great.
Wow.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
I feel like we're in a deeper. I feel like we're in a deeper connection now. I feel like we're bonded deeper than ever.
He puts tampons on his butthole.
Yeah, I told you about my deepest, darkest secrets, and this is how you fuckers treat me.
Wow.
And the SpongeBob underwear. Like,
I was like
weird.
I was like seven.
Weird.
Wow. SpongeBob underwear.
Weirdo. The tampon too thing. Much. I was probably yeah. 14.
TMI.
But.
Listen, ew. Anyway,
I thought we were friends.
No, that's cool.
And I could release this it's to cool. you guys. It's cool. But I see how it is now. I get it.
So shitting your pants is normal, I guess. I was wrong.
I don't
sorry.
Know, man. Okay, normal.
It's
normal. I don't know about normal.
It's always a. I'm telling you, it's always a bad food situation.
Okay, but see, my boyfriend wasn't. He just eats. He eats the same thing all the time.
But he's a giant dude, so I'm assuming he eats a lot.
He eats a lot of meat.
And he drinks so much that he's probably always got like, runny shits.
Always.
So like, that's it.
There's never been a day that he's had a regular poop.
Oh
I don't think his whole
God.
Maybe when he was a child. Like, but ever since then.
That's it. Jeez. His diet.
So it's like
his
meat
diet's
shits.
Off. His diet's
meat
off. That's
shits.
All.
Okay.
He's got meat shits.
Lots of protein.
He's got yeah, he's got
protein
meat.
Shit.
He's got meat and diet Pepsi shits. So you gotta give the guy a break.
I guess that'll do it.
That
12,
will
be 12 Pepsis a day, you know?
That'll
diet Pepsis at that.
Diet. Yeah. Oh, it's disgusting.
I hate diet sodas.
And no, like,
I hate
Diet Coke is fucking amazing. Wrong. But Diet Pepsi has, like, a chemical-y, like, weird aftertaste. All Pepsi. They have a weird, like, bitter.
I'm always
going to
go Pepsi over Coke.
Ew. That's so weird. You and my boy. Yeah, y'all would be great friends, you and my boyfriend.
I don't know about Pepsi over Coke. Because
y'all
but I'll
are
take
a
Pepsi,
whole breed.
Like,
ew.
No, not over Coke, but I'll take it if it's not off. If Coke's not offered.
Pepsi
I
over
won't.
Coke.
See, I would,
really.
I would
see,
go thirsty.
I feel
Pepsi.
The same way about diet sodas in general.
Ugh.
Diet sodas make me want to vomit.
Like, every now and then I'll drink
it.
A regular Coke. I'm like, man, like, this shit hurts. Like, also, I'm, like, taking a shot. Like, it's so, like,
yeah.
It's so strong.
Well, that's,
like,
that's the jam I get from all Coke. I'm like, it's too much.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
This is assault.
Oh,
get
God.
Off me.
Yeah, I'm like, coughing.
You
need like,
to try
shaking.
One of those Zevia drinks he has.
Oh,
I drink Zevia.
See, I've had one before. Those. So, one time my babe was like, maybe I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck he was on a tangent about. But needless to say, he had to stop drinking Diet Pepsis. I was like, okay, stop drinking Diet Pepsis for a week and see if you can do it and hang in there.
Yeah.
And so I went to, I think, Natural Grocers and I was uh-huh. like, babe, I found your stupid drinks. He's like, I'm going to give these a try. And that lasted like, I don't know, 4 days.
They're weird.
They're weird.
They're
good though.
You got to get... There's
I had
like
the
a,
ginger ale, I think, and I was like, this is cool. But, like,
ginger
all ginger
okay.
ale's good.
Ginger
yeah,
ale's good.
Okay.
The root beer yeah. is real good.
Ew, I
the
hate
cream
root beer.
Soda's good.
Ugh. Ooh, I like root beer, though. I haven't tried the Zevia
root beer.
The root
beer, one
but...
is good. I like the root beer.
I didn't know people really drank cream soda.
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, a myth.
Dude, that's my fucking
cream soda's
jam.
The shit, dude.
If, like, old people, like, drink or eat, like,
it's
Werther's
sarsaparilla.
Drink and
I like,
butterscotch.
I like Werther's, too.
I mean, that's good shit. The soft ones.
Uh-huh.
But,
as far as sodas go,
no,
cream soda is
shit.
My jam.
But, like, what do you drink it with?
Cream soda.
Just like, just regular. You just, you're like, oh, I'm thirsty for a cream soda.
And I just pour it in my throat.
Yeah. Cream soda is the
I just go
jam.
Down.
I don't know. I just... It's weird. It
no,
doesn't...
it's the best.
It's, I mean, to me, it just tastes like...
That and root
like
beer
other...
are very weird drinks, I feel.
Really? Root beer's weird?
Root
I
beer's
think root beer's...
vile.
No.
Really?
You, I don't even wait, think I would have a root beer float, if ever.
Have you ever had, like, real root beer that's made from,
I've
like,
had real root beer. I
ginger
just think
root?
It's gross.
Or it's not ginger root. What
I've
is
had
that,
ginger
what's
beer.
Root
it was
that,
fucking awful.
Ginger beer's good
I
shit.
I like ginger
hate
beer.
It.
I like
it's
ginger
good
beer.
Shit. Especially with a drink.
Yeah. A Moscow Mule.
Oh, yeah. Good shit.
The
but
jam.
I don't know. Root beer just... It's just very weird.
What's there's
it's
a root
lot.
That it's made out of.
Sassafras.
Sassafras, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, I didn't know that's what root beer was from.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So real root beer is sassafras yeah. and bubbles, basically. And I'm telling you, that shit is to die for.
I'd have to try that.
I'm not drink. A fan. I think it's fucking gross.
I've only had like A&W.
I like you guys. I like you guys gross. Both a whole lot, but I'd stab you both for a sassafras root beer right now.
That's fair.
I'm going to tell you, they're
I'm
good.
I'm not sold. I think that it's just like a lot.
I'd have to try
it's
it.
Very sweet. It's too sweet, and it's weird. It doesn't taste good.
It is pretty
good. And cream soda is kind of the same. Cream soda is like the albino version of root beer.
Yeah, they're kind of in that same family.
They're like, what the fuck are you drinking family?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the fuck you're drinking. But
they're the jam.
They're the same,
they
though.
Are tied together, but they're the jam.
I don't
both
know.
Of them. I like them both a lot.
Dude, root beer floats.
Gross.
No, dude.
I'd just rather you have ice cream. Like, I don't want to drink my drink and have ice cream in it.
I get that.
Unless it's coffee. Well, that's good shit.
Coffee. Ice cream ice and cream coffee?
Yeah, an affogato.
I bet, you know what? I bet it is pretty
it's
good.
Like a shot it'd be kind of like a creamer in it's a shot of espresso with ice cream. Poured over ice cream.
It tastes like creamer.
It's fucking incredible.
I have done, whenever...
It's a thing.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, so I didn't really know
what's
it was a thing either. Affogato.
Affogato.
Look it up. Look it up.
How do I spell
affogato.
That?
Affogato.
Where can you get that?
Everywhere. So
I've
I didn't
never
know this.
Heard of it.
Even Loblolly has it.
What?
Yes.
What the
fuck?
Dude,
thing.
This looks fucking
thank
fire.
Thank you. You're welcome, you fucking root beer freaks.
Whoa.
It's so I guess it's like ever since, you know, these trendy like ice cream shops started coming around.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like when it became of relevance, but I remember one time I was with this fucking one of my friends and he was like, I'm gonna have an affogato. And I was like, ooh, what is that? And they brought it out and I was like, what the fuck? So this was like 2 years. So I've only known about this for maybe 2 years.
Dude.
But it's
that looks
the
fucking
real
fire.
Deal.
I would eat the shit out of that.
I'm pretty sold.
Yeah.
Those are some of my favorite things.
It's mm-hmm. so good.
Yep.
And every, yeah, I guess that's a common thing. Like Loblolly will do it because they do their cold brew. So they do a cold brew affogato.
Okay.
It's delish.
I feel like
I'm
going to
try that
okay.
goddamn tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to get affogato.
Fuck this podcast. Yeah. I'm
yeah.
like,
yes, let's you guys want to just go get affogato?
Yeah. Fuck all this shit. Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah.
But that's a thing, and it's still amazing.
Yeah, I need that.
I feel like
belly.
That would probably make me shit my pants, though.
You think so?
I don't know.
Lactose
coffee
and coffee
doesn't
coffee?
Make me poop like that, though.
Really?
If it's like gas station coffee, or like I'll be at work sometimes. So I have my an espresso machine at my work, like a little one.
Oh man.
Yeah, because I'm like I'm not drinking y'all's community bullshit anymore, I'll do that on a bad day, but like. If I have a cup of that, it's almost immediate. I'm like, oh my God, I have to go shit immediately.
Really?
And it's weird. That's the only thing that like does that. Because sometimes I'll eat a bunch of ice cream and I'm like, I don't really think people, I don't think it really bothers people. I don't know. Maybe it does. But like, it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same way.
I mean, if I eat a bunch, but like if I eat a gallon of anything, I'm going to feel like shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, sure.
So I don't know. I think it's a myth. I think all this shit's kind of a myth. Like, oh, I'm... gluten-free.
You think lactose intolerance is a myth?
Yeah, I don't think it's real. This isn't real.
I was big time
when
I was
a
kid.
You're in a simulation right now.
I don't know.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't know. I don't fucking know. I'm not a doctor or nutritionist.
Coffee.
But
coffee.
Fuck lactose intolerance.
Yeah, you
that
guys are
fake.
You're gluten fake.
Fake celiacs? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
you're faking it.
I actually do know a girl that's celiac. What is it? What is it called? What is the... celiac disease.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know there was like a
that's
term.
From gluten.
Yeah, that's gluten.
Yeah, so she actually, that one is real.
Okay. Oh, but real. Since you know somebody
yeah,
with it,
so
it's real?
Yeah, so I can
okay.
verify that one because I know someone in the flesh. but beyond that, like,
I'm going to call up my mom for a second.
Call your fucking mom.
My mom is lactose intolerant, okay?
She made it up.
And I know it's true because one time we were at my grandparents' house, okay? And as a joke, she I was little, okay? So I'm like hip height to her, right?
Yeah.
When I was little, she thought it would be funny to turn her ass in my face and fucking fart. This wretched fucking fart from lactose intolerance, okay? And I was traumatized. I went to the bathroom and cried, actually.
He has PTSD now.
He does. You can tell. You can hear it in
the
story.
I had to go to therapy for it. And
here we are
now.
I can picture your mom doing that. It's a good picture.
Yeah.
What does it do though? So it makes you like
just makes you poopy.
Like fart.
Makes you farty.
Okay, so it's not like a
it's
huge
different for different
deal.
People. Yeah. There's different types.
Like you're not gonna die.
Some
when
people
I was
like
kid,
it makes them sick.
When
like.
I was a kid, I used to get sick. I used to get like mm-hmm. cold symptoms
uh-huh.
from eating dairy.
Huh.
I grew out of it. Anjali, she gets sick uh-huh. now if she has too much.
Hmm.
But like a little bit won't hurt her.
Yeah.
Which is strange.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
That's what I think.
I love you.
Yeah, your mom will probably listen to this.
Yeah, sorry.
She's going to hear that story.
I love you.
She's going to hear your tampon story.
Oh,
she's going to hear your fart story.
Mom, turn it off. Turn it off.
Look at the sun you've raised.
It's gonna get worse from here, dude.
All because you farted in his face.
All because you see what you did to me?
That's it. That's the whole trick.
What a shame.
Yeah.
What a shame.
I did cry.
I mean, I wouldn't. If someone farted in my... Well, I don't think I get farted. I've never been farted on directly.
Really?
Like, I feel like I've been in the vicinity. Like, I remember when I was little, my dad would, like... We'd get in trouble, and he'd, like, fart and, like, roll the windows up in the car and turn the heat on.
Sure.
So, like, we're, like, fart. We'd all sleep. My poor parents, we slept in their bed till we were, like, probably 8. Yeah, and my dad would, he's just, like, goofy gross, and he would fart and, like, trap us under the covers. So, like, I feel like that's a normal level of fart exposure.
I feel like if there's, like, a 6, 7, 8-year-old in your bed, and you're not getting to banging one out, like, you at least gotta, you know,
you gotta cover fart him and fart. Him. You gotta fart on him at least once.
Oh, yeah. So
you got to.
That's, no, and I'm like, why did we sleep with my parents for so long? And my little sister does the same thing now. I'm like, my poor parents have had, like, haven't had their own bed in, like, 40 years, God. Basically. Terrible. Not, like, 20, I don't know, I'm 27. So, however, yeah, that long.
That's terrible.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all are fucking weird.
So your parents just bang it out everywhere else.
I don't know. Like, when my mom got pregnant with my little sister, I was 16. And I was like, this is fucking weird. I was like, first of all, I didn't know y'all had sex still. And I don't know, you could have it. I just didn't know it was a thing. But yeah, her doctor was like, you could have like another one because she's so healthy. I'm like, you don't drink water. So I guess
maybe that's why she doesn't drink water.
Oh,
health and water have no correlation, I guess.
Yeah, confirmed.
Confirmed. Myth busted. Was she drinking
water?
Myth.
Yes. Tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck
tonight.
Water.
Tonight.
Once again, fuck water.
Yeah.
Was she drinking water pre your sister?
I don't know. I've never seen my mom drink water.
Wow.
Like,
damn.
I don't know. I think back at all my memories. Do y'all remember a lot of shit when you're little? Because I don't know if it was like, because I had like a traumatic. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, first of all, I'm not a psychologist, so I don't know. But I feel like do traumatic events have correlation to what you do and don't remember?
Oh, yes, for sure.
As a child.
What's your first memory? What's the first thing you can, first thing you can ever remember?
I don't know.
Because I was thinking about this the other day, and I remember mine very clearly, and I think I know why.
But it's little segments, though. It's never like, oh, this is super clear. I remember this. I remember the time. I remember a shirt I had on.
Well, I mean, there's a very small, small percentage of people out there who remember like that exactly.
Uh-huh.
But, well, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's been proven that people don't remember things clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
even, like... things they were specifically mm-hmm. a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even things just from like a year ago, people don't remember clearly. Like,
yeah.
Same, like, we probably won't remember this podcast the same.
True.
Because
in a week.
It's just, it's what your brain tells you is important, mm-hmm. is what you remember for a very long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, these small things, it's like, oh, you know, you're now on a podcast, or mm-hmm, when you were a kid, you ate a banana sandwich and you threw it up on the fucking couch, you know?
I think I think that's the thing. So my very first memory that I can remember is around like 3 or 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And I remember the house that I grew up in, being in the front yard and going to pick up a bug. And it was like a bee or a yellow jacket or like a little stinger guy.
A bad guy.
Yeah.
And I remember I was going to put him in my mouth. Like, that was my brain thought.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, ooh, this looks good.
Is this a little jelly bean on the ground?
And I grabbed it, and it stung me, and I remember crying. And that's my very first memory ever. And I think I remember it so much because it hurt so fucking bad.
And you learn to stay away from those animals.
Yeah, it was a this is what you don't do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that's why.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know my first memory.
I mean, think hard. Just
like, what's the last thing you remember?
Yeah, the
first thing that you remember.
I remember being very okay. One time being, I don't know how old I was though, because we were living in Maumelle here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we lived here, it was really strange, and the house was like full of spiders.
Okay.
So like brown recluses specifically.
It's a bug thing.
Man, yes.
It's
a bug thing. And so, oh my god! Whoa, I wasn't even thinking about that.
It's not my first
weird
memory.
Oh my god, aliens.
good point.
But I remember my mom would like have to check our shoes before we went to sleep, or like before we put shoes on, and like check our beds and our sheets because there are so many fucking spiders.
Oh my god.
So I don't know. I was probably 5 at that time. And then also when we were living there, there was a snake in the pool. One time we were swimming, we were outside swimming, and my mom was like, "Get out of the pool!" And I was like, "What?" She's like, "There's a fucking snake!" And I was like, "What the fuck?"
Oh my god.
So I was probably 5, but like beyond that, I don't freaking know.
Yeah, I don't
know. I remember anything.
Yours is similar.
My first bug, yeah.
Like the, oh shit, like this is dangerous situation. Damn.
My first memory is not as interesting as either one of those.
No bugs?
No. I always stayed away from bugs. I don't like bugs.
I don't either.
Like, I never did. I'm always stayed away from
terrified of grasshoppers, actually.
Really?
They're fucking creepy, and they jump.
Yeah.
If I ever had one of the big, like, crickets, not so much, but those big, meaty, fucking neon green grasshoppers are terrifying, and they're massive. Like, if I ever have one jump on me, I'd probably have a fucking heart attack.
Yeah, I'm not
I'd, like,
bugs.
Just kill me. Why? They're just scary.
They don't hurt you.
I just don't like them, and they jump.
It's
like,
the way they move.
Don't jump on anybody. Mm-hmm. Let's... Ew.
That is assault, first of all.
That is, yeah. Like, if you were a person, you would go to jail for this.
You're fucking asshole, so get away from me.
I just don't like bugs. And I got stung by a bee, like, 2 weeks ago.
Ow.
I haven't been stung by a bee in, like... That was another memory I have as a child. Fucking insects.
Stingers, man. Stingers.
Oh! I was, like, 8, probably, and I was running. I don't know what I was doing. I was in the woods, and me and my brother stepped on a yellow jacket hive.
Oh, my God.
And they, like... attacked me. And I remember I had the cool Razor scooters that were electric.
Oh.
And I remember hauling ass to my Razor scooter. And I was going like 100. I was like, and they were still like following me. And I remember we jumped into a like slimy pond to get these things away from us.
Yeah.
And it was, that's another. So trauma and insects. If you had trauma and insects, then I guess that's all you're going to remember for the rest of your life.
Wow. That's it.
So we're doomed.
Yeah.
I guess not him. So.
Not you.
I'm just special, I guess. The earliest I remember, I was like, I don't know, I was very young. And I was over at my grandma's house. And she had one of those, like, you know the piano, like, in big, where they, like, stepped on it?
Yep.
And
yeah.
It was like one of those, but it was like a mat. And mm-hmm. I stepped on it, and it was just a little piano. And that's it.
Hmm.
It probably scared you, though.
No, I loved it.
But you thought it was amazing.
I thought it was amazing.
Was that like maybe your first introduction?
The other
one. To, like,
that's
music?
The other side
maybe,
of it.
Maybe so. Maybe
it's like
so.
This is great. It's either this is terrible or this is great.
Yes, yeah, so like that's creative fair. Outlets or traumatic experiences.
Or getting stung.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It's crazy how the brain works, isn't
right?
it?
How old were you?
Oh, fuck. I was small. Like, had to be 3 or 4.
Yeah, okay.
Huh. Like, but yeah, I don't think it's possible, though. Like, is it humanly possible to remember shit?
Yes.
Earlier than that?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
earlier?
According to who?
Well, I mean,
I don't know about
people.
Like, I remember being born. No, like, no, you don't.
No, there's, like, there's people who, like, actually have that. Like, people who remember everything, literally everything.
I guess that does go back, though, to the people. Because I was watching, there's a new Netflix thing called Explained.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
I've been watching that,
yeah,
jam.
It's really good. And there's one on memories. And that it's, like, about, like, these mathletes and people that there's, like...
Yeah, that girl that's like...
Can remember, like, word for word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like mm-hmm. crazy.
And numbers, too. Like, she can remember sequences of numbers for days and days. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So maybe that has to do with it. Mm-hmm. That's all kind of the same. Like,
I found that very strange, too. Like, how she correlates it, like, in
yes.
a story.
Things that are related to your, like,
it's
general
very,
life.
Yeah, it's very, very weird.
And I'm like, that wouldn't work for me.
No.
If I was ever like, oh, okay... So, I don't even get how that works.
No. It doesn't work for me either. There's definitely something wrong with
her. Yeah, because like, if that's how you remember shit, like, I don't know, because I'd be lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She's, and, like, I feel like she was just making that story up. I feel like part of that was fake.
What a fucking faker. Yeah. Fuck that bitch.
Poser.
Well, like, fuck her.
It's like a 80 something digit number that she's remembering, but she's
long.
Like, I remember because the number 2, there's 2 balloons floating in the sky, and then I walk by and then I see a brontosaurus on the left, and that stands for number 3, and then I'm walking down the road and I see a building, and there's it's like just
but
fucking
that seems like a lot more
but how do you
remember?
Know it's not true? I mean, it's like I get this the skepticism, but it's like, you know,
because it's
something that's so beyond us.
Well, also because it's just filmed, and
yeah,
I don't trust
true.
It.
That's true.
Like
fake news.
Yeah,
fake
news,
fucking
man.
News.
I don't know. It's just weird.
I'd have to see her do it like in person, and then I'd be like, oh shit!
Yeah,
like,
but
you
let's
never...
mix it up on you and give you a crazy
right.
one, and see
like,
if you can do.
Like,
it.
Yeah,
you can
like
never
I'm gonna
do
write this
person.
Down. I'm gonna give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I met her, I guess.
Oh,
I
thought you meant you yourself. Like, recall the number. I got you.
No,
yeah,
no. She would have to do this for me. Like, face-to-face,
yeah.
I'm making this number.
Mm-hmm. Fresh, new
otherwise,
shit, new
yeah, yeah.
content, mm-hmm. never seen
yeah.
before.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah. she's full of shit.
In Taiwanese, completely different language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like.
Yeah. yeah. Here's Spanish numbers, half Spanish
yeah,
numbers,
yeah.
half Cantonese numbers.
We'll show
remember
her.
This, bitch.
Put them yeah. into Google Translate?
Uh-huh, maybe.
You think?
Show
I mean,
this
I can
bitch.
I can say uno, dos, tres. So.
Damn.
Ooh.
Dude, was that,
Ooh.
Did you just do that yourself?
Ooh.
I've been to Spain before.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Hard fucking flex. Okay. Yeah. Look at me.
Culture. Very culture.
Look at me.
Yeah, I don't really know. Donde está el baño?
The brain?
Oh.
See?
You've been there too, I see.
Oh.
Look at you.
Library.
You fancy fucks.
You want me to say something sexy in French? I know like one phrase in French.
What do you know in French?
Omelette du fromage.
That's
that was
not
very
fair.
Seducing.
That's not a fair one.
It's a what cheese omelet.
Everyone.
Oh, that's also very seducing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right.
Tell
it's
me
a
more.
It's a hot language, right?
Tell me more.
Omelette du fromage.
We learned that French word earlier for poop deck.
Oh,
le poop.
Le poop.
Yeah, I right. forgot about that one.
Le poop.
Oh, my favorite French word.
Omelette de le poop. Le poop.
Ew, I don't ever want to poop omelet ever, please. God.
Poop omelet.
Animals.
In Japan, they eat a lot of omelet.
What?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So
you
we
know?
Been watching a lot of street food shows, and that's like a big thing, like egg pancakes and like fancier omelets. And
yeah.
It's very strange.
Last
it is
time,
very strange.
Not last time, but the time before, I went to a, like, you know where sashimi used to be?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Kasuke now.
Kasuke.
And they have these, it's nigiri, but it's egg on top instead of fish. And it was just like a really sweet
mm-hmm.
bed
yeah.
of egg, and it was delicious.
A lot of times they make their eggs sweet, and I'm just not
Dude,
into
I'm
it.
Dude, I'm so into it. It's
I've never
so
had
good.
A sweet egg.
It's strange.
An egg bed. Is
it's
that what you said? Bed of egg?
Bed of rice.
Oh,
but then there's an egg on top.
Egg the egg old bed. Egg bed.
I'm going to go lay my eggs in my
bed.
Egg bed.
Is that what...
No. No,
yeah.
I don't think people have beds of eggs. I don't think it's real. I mean, some psychopath out there might.
Yeah.
Is that place good?
Yeah, it's amazing. The sushi chef
sushi?
There is amazing.
Amazing,
yes, dude.
He says.
His name, okay, shout out to Andre. Andre is the best
Andre.
Fucking sushi chef ever.
His name is Andre?
He's
he
an Asian man. He's an
oh,
Asian man with the man with the name
just
Andre.
Disregard.
He has
sushi at Hibachi.
Yeah.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
All
he
right.
has these he has when he does nigiri, yeah. he has this sauce called roasted sesame sauce, okay?
What's
he
in
made it?
It
himself fucking self. It's like sesame seeds and like whatever else, right? It's he puts it on the nigiri. It's so fucking amazing. It's so good.
Ooh.
Shout out to Andre. Go to Kosuke. Ask for Andre. He's the best sushi chef ever.
I hate sushi. Well, okay.
Oh.
I was going to ask you if you get down.
Okay. I don't like seafood. One. Okay, I didn't grow up on a coast. Grew up right here. Born and raised, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't grow up eating fucking, like, I don't know, frozen. Like, all the shit. There's no coast here. So, no, I'm not going to eat your... frozen, disgusting, like, bottom feeder fish. And call
catfish.
It a day. Like, let's
catfish
be real.
Disgusting.
That shit's smelly.
Mm-hmm.
It smells
fair.
Like a dirty vagina and or an armpit mixed
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
It's vile.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, like, as an adult, I grew up and, you know, I had, like, tuna fish. And I was like, this shit's smelly and gross.
No, tuna fish is terrible.
Yeah.
But
let's,
and then
let's
I had ahi tuna. So I do like ahi tuna
you have
steaks.
To, any tuna that's not from the can is good. But if it's just canned
yeah, yeah.
fish,
canned,
I mean, it's
anything,
canned
anything
food.
Canned is
it's vile.
Spam
not so
is good.
But then,
spam
so as I grew
good.
Up and I'm like, I have no desire to even try this shit. Like, it freaks me out. Shrimp freak me
shrimp?
Out. I don't
really?
Think I don't think you could pay
well, they're
me kind
of like
shrimp.
Bugs of the ocean.
They are, and it's like when
I
people are like,
that.
Oh, they eat crawfish and all that shit. And I'm like, they have poop veins that you guys are removing
that's
and eating
true.
These. Like, that's gross.
Well, that's why you take it out.
But like, I don't want to do that.
A lot of places don't take them out.
I don't want to
I mean,
prep
you can
my
see
food.
The poop kind of sticking out of it. But it, you know what? It'll heighten your immune system. It'll make you
a I don't
stronger
give a
human.
Fuck.
It's just algae, too.
And
yeah.
they're just, I don't know. If it's in the water, like, y'all stay in the water.
No.
I'm not eating you.
I'll eat
not
some
about
fucking
that life.
Seafood, dude.
I don't think I ever will be.
Oh.
Like, maybe if I went to, like, I don't know, like, New Orleans and had, like, shrimp there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somewhere it would have to be, like, iconic to make me want to try it. Because if it's up to me, it's scaly, disgusting, and I don't want anything about it at
shrimp
all.
Shrimp aren't scaly.
They're just weird, though. Like, it's a texture thing, and they're just, like... They're like bugs.
So here's the trick. Here's,
like aliens.
Here's the trick, though. Shrimp, especially shrimp, they have such a short threshold of how you cook them. Because you can't undercook shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking disgusting.
But
yep.
isn't it like
but,
mushy?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
No,
no, no, no,
not
no,
at
no,
all.
No, 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 no. See, that's the thing. Here's the thing. I think you've had bad shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had it.
What?
You never had shrimp?
Oh,
no, I won't
dude.
Try it.
No. You gotta.
I'm scared. Right. I'm terrified.
We have to make this
here's,
a thing.
Here's the thing, though. There, around here, it is tough to find a place that makes a good shrimp.
Yes.
Because they're not super easy to cook. Because if they're undercooked, they're slimy and gross. Mm-hmm. If they're overcooked, they're super rubbery. But it's such a short threshold. Like, it's like, they're done. Okay, take them out. Hurry fast. Mm-hmm. Or, like, they're fucking ruined.
Yeah, for sure.
I just don't know. And it's like, I don't have to eat it, so why am I gonna?
Well, and I try and try new things, but they just,
that's the one thing that just freaks me out. And that's why with sushi, like, maybe I do like sushi, but I don't want that shit uncooked. I'm not eating raw fish. If you guys expect me to eat fish, you sure shit better believe it's not gonna be fucking raw.
You gotta try it, though. You don't know until you try it, dude.
It's good.
It's scary. Trust
me. Nothing scares me. Anytime you eat sushi, it does not taste like fish.
It doesn't.
Most of the time.
Everyone loves sushi, and I'm like, I don't. I eat veggie sushi, so it's like just rice. I'm like, this is boring.
Do you like crab?
Yeah.
Ew, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely not. No.
Have you tried crab?
No.
Well, then you don't know if you like crab. You're a liar.
No. I'm not subjecting myself to things I don't want.
You don't know if you.
I don't want to know. I don't know, and I don't want to know.
So you're telling me
seafood's out.
You're telling me if it was like the best thing ever.
But it's not gonna be. I know.
But you don't.
I don't know.
You don't know that
sushi's pretty fucking great though.
But at the end of the day, though, it's just rice. So like, how is this one little raw piece of fish gonna change my life?
No, it's not just rice. Not just rice.
How's it gonna change my life?
I've had some pretty phenomenal sushi.
I don't know. That's
you just have to experience
more
it.
More for y'all, yes. I guess.
You know what? I'll take that.
Different
strokes.
Freaky
oh,
shit.
Is that a mantis shrimp?
Yes. This is the mantis shrimp.
Okay, so that's terrifying.
So, yeah, the mantis shrimp can punch, like,
that's one of the fastest creatures on the planet.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Hold on. I need to look up how fast
they're
it can punch.
They're so fucking fast.
This thing is insanity.
Like, even slow motion, they're fucking fast.
Yeah, yes. See, I don't want anything to do with that.
But you don't
people
need
those.
No, no, no. You don't need them.
No.
Why are they so big?
I was thinking they were endangered. They may not be endangered.
I don't even know.
But
I hope they're endangered.
Let's see. I need it to fucking punch something.
Yeah, run up, PETA. I hope they're endangered.
Okay, no, that's not a good video.
No, these are terrible.
Come on, just give me.
Just find a. Just look
put
up mantis shrimp attacking.
Size. Oh, you're trying to see attack. Oh,
yeah, I'm just trying to see
because,
like, dude,
so
it will
fast.
Murder fish with its fists.
It eats fish.
Only.
He's a murder shrimp.
So I don't even know. It's a crustacean, but it's not really a shrimp. Shrimp just eat plankton. They just eat greens.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, he'll eat fucking fish.
Yeah, this thing's rad.
That's terrifying.
And it's so goddamn fast.
The ocean is terrifying.
For sure.
I won't get in past my knees. Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Oh my God, what just happened?
There we go. There you go. You got the jam. You figured it out.
Yeah. I'm just that good.
All right, yeah.
Yada.
Let's watch this.
Okay, come on.
These guys
give me something
these
good
guys are
here.
So...
Yeah, whatever.
Oh,
I need it. I need it to beat the shit out of something
don't care.
Real quick.
Yeah, where's the fight?
Shut up, losers.
Nerds.
Come
just
on.
Just mute these guys. I'm,
I,
these,
it's on.
Fuck these guys.
There we go.
Yeah, he's a cool shirt.
Yeah.
That Chris Herring shirt is cool.
Mm-mm. Hit it. Punch it.
Oh, my God.
Where'd it go?
These things are so...
Boom!
That's his hands?
Yeah, it's his little knockers.
So they're called hands?
Fish, shrimp hands?
I don't think they're hands.
What are they? Tentacles?
No, they're not tentacles. They're like, I don't know, claws?
I need... Well, that didn't do anything.
See if there's like a National Geographic
punching
thing.
A fish. I've seen it on like Planet Earth and like shit like that.
This took a turn.
I get down on some mantis shrimp. Those things are fucking amazing.
People eat them?
No. I don't.
Can
think
you
so.
Eat them?
I mean, I guess you could.
You could eat anything, really.
Yeah, technically you could eat anything.
But like,
you could eat this aluminum can if you really wanted to.
That would be fun.
Let's see. What the fuck? Versus a crab?
So people are fighting shrimps on the internet.
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay.
Yes. Cool. We've fallen into the dog fight,
yes.
The ocean dog fighting
yes,
ring
absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
All right, so
and
now,
totally
now
okay
I'm intrigued.
I'm totally okay with that.
Maybe shrimp aren't
we'll
so bad.
See. Dog fight. Yeah, here we go. This is going to be.
Come on, give me something good here.
Oh,
bam!
My lord.
How much was that slowed down?
I have no clue.
See if you
say.
Can find a real time.
That wasn't real.
I need
yeah,
a
no, for real.
I need a real time video.
Oh my! Boom. Oh, he just like beat him
missed.
Up a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Yeah, he missed. He's a bad shot.
Bam! There, see?
That's real time.
That's how fast that fucking real thing time. Is, dude.
Those guys are so fucking fast.
Bam!
Oh my lord.
Like that just fish dead. Is just fucking gone.
Dead. Boom!
Wasted. Yeah. Wasted.
Those oh dudes my are god.
So fast.
Dude is gnarly.
That's terrifying.
Oh, a squid? What yeah, is that? A crawdad?
No, that's a oh, shrimp. It's a shrimp. That's a yeah, regular yeah, yeah. shrimp. Mm.
They kill their own kind.
Hell yeah.
It's a different.
Boom.
It's different. It's different.
There that's are like, no rules in shrimp world. That's apparently.
Like, oh my god.
Dog
dude,
versus
this is
dingo.
Insanity. Oh
yeah, those guys are
dude.
Bananas.
That's a big ass fish.
Yeah, I'm telling you, those things are fucking damn. Monsters.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
they're crazy.
That's the world of the mantis shrimp.
The mantis shrimp.
Yes.
What the fuck?
They're fucking insane.
Guys, what bananas, the man. Fuck?
Insane.
Those are for see if people eat those. I've yeah, never heard of anybody yeah. eating a mantis shrimp, but it may be a thing.
Have you know. Heard of isopods?
I don't know.
Let me show you. You're not going to like
I'm
this.
Scared.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to look mantis.
Do people eat
shrimp?
Mantis? Do mantis
oh, wait.
Eat people?
In fact,
the
they're.
Question.
They Yeah.
Is that like some weird delicacy? Like, oh, we're going to eat a punchy shrimp?
I know some people keep them in their aquarium.
Yeah, people eat mantis shrimp. It's telling you, I guess. Well.
Where?
Says like
are edible.
Decrease of concept, da-da-da, mantis shrimp. I mean, it's pretty much, I think, just like any other shrimp. You can eat it.
Huh.
Interesting. It doesn't seem like it would be. They look totally different.
Yeah.
They both look disgusting.
Let's see here.
But.
Come on.
And some of the...
The most delicious of the squirmy creatures I've encountered at the market here. Referring to the mantis shrimp. Well, looky there.
So they're delicious.
So, okay, so isopods is another crustacean, like a shrimp.
So another weird thing I don't
You're
want.
Gonna fucking hate it, like I'm telling you. And people eat them.
They're creepy.
I'm scared.
They're creepy.
Yeah, people...
They're not as cool as me.
No, not at all. But people definitely eat them. Come on.
We're going downhill on the coolness
factor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, by a long shot.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What dude. The fuck is that?
It's an isopod.
So those things have
oh
been around.
Oh my god, it's like a water beetle.
Uh-huh. They've been around for like millions
yes.
of years.
I think I've heard of these things.
That's yeah. like
that's scary.
It's not cool.
One of the things.
There's some
that,
eating Doritos.
Oh, people eat those?
Yes.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Yes, they yeah. do.
They fry them?
Let me
I'm sure.
How do you eat them? I mean, how sure. do you eat one?
I'm sure there's several ways.
The you shell? Them. You eat the shell?
No.
No.
You take the shell off.
It's yeah, just yeah. like a shrimp. You got to take the shell
I
off
don't
and
eat shrimp. I don't know what people
oh, yeah, that's
do.
Right.
I mean, know people like pull off the little tails
they,
and they
pull
eat.
Off the tails and they
take
the
put it in
the
their mouth
off.
And they like suck it and you're like, ew, what
you
the fuck?
You want me to tell you probably the best place around here to get shrimp?
No.
That place isn't. That's not a real restaurant. That's not
Red Lobster.
That's not even real.
Ew, you.
Yes,
serious?
I'm fucking serious. They're cheddar biscuits,
that's not even
bro.
Real.
That's it. I've never been in a Red Lobster.
No, that's not it.
That's
see,
not
you
a
can't
real.
Say shit. You don't. You haven't
but
been
I've
in
heard.
It. You don't know.
That's not a real.
There's like
restaurant.
South Park episodes about it. I've
yeah,
heard
no,
of it.
I fuck with
that's
Red
verified.
Lobster.
Verified.
I fuck with Red
that's
Lobster.
That's not a real restaurant. That's fake.
Huh.
Fake
delish.
News.
Delish.
More
yeah.
fake news.
I eat the crab. I take the claw and I pull the little tendon so it closes its little clampers at me.
So like its eyes. What do the eyeball? They stay. The eyeballs stay in there.
No, they just give you the legs.
Oh.
Some places will serve you like a full,
yeah.
like lobster or crab.
I mean, I'm talking
shrimp.
About shrimp. I'm talking about shrimp.
Oh, shrimp?
You eat the head.
No,
off.
No. The well, head's not there. Well, in most places in America, the heads are not there.
So I've been to, like, a lot of the places overseas that I've gone and had mm-hmm. shrimp, they'll serve the full shrimp with the head and mm-hmm. everything.
And you get to take the poop out yourself? The poop gland?
I mean, most people just, like, go for
most
it.
Most people just eat it.
Because shrimp, I'm telling you, shrimp just eat plankton.
Really? You don't even know there's poop in there if you eat it.
It doesn't taste like poop. It's just leafy greens
so
that have been digested.
To mm-hmm. me.
No, it's nothing.
But a lot of places will.
But
a lot
yeah,
of places
like,
in the U.S.
Will
take the mm-hmm. they'll devein them. Which
is huh. Like, whenever I go to a K-Bird, the Thai restaurant in Little Rock.
It's good as fuck.
Yeah, but they'll put they'll for sure if you get something with shrimp in it, even if they won't keep it on the shrimp, but they'll put the head on there just for like a decoration kind of deal.
Cute.
Yeah.
I fuck with it.
Thailand is where I've had the best shrimp of my life,
mm.
and they serve like the whole shrimp, head, mm-hmm. legs, everything. Like you got to break them open. Mm-hmm. It's basically just a fucking lobster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I swear to God, these fucking shrimp were the size of fucking lobster.
Oh my God.
Like I'm talking shrimp, like the tails. Like,
what?
The size of my fucking fist.
At that point, it's not a shrimp anymore.
I'm telling
what
you.
What is it then?
That's just, it's like a not a shrimp. I don't know. It's terrifying.
I thought it was. I was like, I ordered shrimp. This is a fucking lobster.
It's a lobster at that point.
But like, they're different.
I mean, yeah.
Like,
they're different animals.
And lobsters,
yeah.
Like, I
it
don't
was
know.
Shrimp. They're different tastes.
You, like, that's crack crazy. Them open and slurp them. There's lots of butter. Like, I don't know.
You slurp lobster?
You can do that.
Don't
I've never
you?
Slurped a lot. No, that's crawdads. No, you slurp right. crawdads. I don't like crawdads.
No, people, you see them.
They're
they,
just dirty.
They crack they crack the leg. The,
yeah,
and
yeah.
they're putting them in their
no,
mouth.
No, that's head. Crab. That's crab. Crab.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, and they're, like, slurping them.
No.
There's butter.
I get the. I get the. Most of the time when people eat crab, they get like crackers and crack their legs off and then take the meat out of them. I don't usually slurp them.
I actually like the body meat of crab just as much, if not more, than the legs.
It's sweeter.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm gonna have nightmares about crabs.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's just big water bugs. Mm-hmm. All of it's big water bugs.
That's true.
Not a fan.
You know, not
they're in the same family.
Not a big fan of bugs, but water bugs. Not water bugs, but like if we bugs in the water.
If we were a bunch of T-Rexes sitting around at this table talking about this right now, we'd be talking about people and like the difference between people and monkeys, because that's the difference between bugs and like shrimp.
Okay.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Definitely the same thing.
Yeah.
Different. But same.
Different but same, you know?
Yeah, okay. I got you. Yeah,
you
totally.
Know how it goes. Different but same.
I love saying that. Like, wait, what? All right. It's goofy.
But I don't think that shrimp have ever made me poop myself.
Nope.
Okay. I don't know. Like, they seem healthy, but they just, I don't know.
They freak you out.
I'm not crossing over to the seafood.
I get it.
World.
I get it.
But
maybe one day.
If you decide to try them, like, start fried, because you can't go wrong with anything
everything's
fried.
Good fried.
Get coconut shrimp.
Okay.
You get that coconut sauce with it,
it
you won't even know
good.
You're eating shrimp.
Yeah, I've seen it.
The best place to have a good fried shrimp...
Here.
Mm-hmm. ...is Flying Fish, and I'll tell you why.
Hmm. Facts.
It's because there's... I figured this out actually just the other day, because we went, and she always gets shrimp everywhere she goes, because that's her jam. She doesn't eat meat, but she eats seafood. Mm-hmm. So, theirs are like flat, and they cook evenly, so they're not overcooked. Cause,
but they're fried.
Yeah.
Fried.
But I'm telling you, if you overcook them, they get too rubbery.
Yeah.
And they lose all their flavor.
Mm-hmm. They're shit if you overcook them.
And if they're undercooked, they're just like slimy. But theirs are perfect, and it's because they're cooked evenly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
if you do try,
that's the place to go when you're
like,
ready.
Every time I walk past Flying Fish, I'm like, ugh, it's so fishy.
Like, I get that. I don't like the fish smell. That's why I don't like catfish. Catfish is shit.
Ew.
Catfish is good if it's a good fish.
I've never had good catfish in my life.
Because they eat like garbage. They're like a dumpster
garbage.
Fish.
It's
like,
shit.
And they have, I don't understand, I just don't get it.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not down with catfish.
No.
I like give me catfish. Like a good like sea bass. Ugh. Give me some like salmon. I'm down on it.
Salmon's very meaty.
I like it. Or, ooh, like, ahi tuna or tuna tataki, all in.
Yeah.
No question.
I like ahi tuna, but even when it's cold, it freaks me out.
Why?
I just don't
Is
know.
It the texture? Do you just get put off by fishy texture?
It might be the texture.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not
it's
a fan.
Well, it's like ahi tuna. If you get, like, seared ahi tuna,
it
it's pretty much just like
pink.
It's pretty much just like sushi. Just
yeah.
sear.
Okay, here's the question.
How do you eat your steak?
How do you eat your
steak? How do you eat your steak?
Probably, like, medium well. Like a little pink. I've tried, trust me.
You just like chewing for days.
My man is a caveman.
Yeah.
Does he get raw? Rare?
When he makes my shit, he'll make mine first, then he'll do his because it takes like 2 seconds. But I just recently, for the first time, so I was a vegetarian for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Vegas and I had bacon at this like breakfast buffet and I was like, cool.
It's a jam, right?
I was like, this is fucking amazing.
Bacon's the shit.
Yeah.
I was like sick. We had like 4 buffets and I probably gained 10 pounds.
Hell
I
yes.
ate so
Hell
much
yes.
bacon. It was amazing.
That's the Vegas life.
And then like, I just couldn't get enough protein as it is. Like I was lifting weights and like trying to be vegetarian. Just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't work. But had the bacon. It was amazing. What was it? What were we talking? Oh, the steak.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know. Like, I tried to get behind that because he eats his shit, like, bloody.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do it. It's just, like, mushy. Mm.
So that's the thing. It's a texture thing
I think
thing
so.
You.
And then, like, even a burger, like, it'll have a little bit of pink. But then, even if I'm like, okay, this tastes fine, I just won't look at it. But it's still, it's like, this is like raw meat. And it's like, what the fuck? Because it doesn't have like a meaty, like, raw meat isn't like meaty. It's more just like.
It's more cake. Like. I don't even yeah, know it's more like it. Kind of a gelatinous kind of.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? There.
See, Randy, scary. you get yours rare?
Yeah.
I get a medium rare. Respectable.
I used to know this crazy Russian girl, and she told me, she's like, I like my steak blue. I was like, oh, ew, my what the God. See,
there's people.
There's too much for me.
There's a lot of places that won't serve it like that because.
Like health.
It will, yeah. Yeah. That can't hurt you.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That is not good for you.
That just doesn't even sound appetizing. Like, I want a bloody blue.
Well, here's the thing. So, if it's not cooked enough, you don't have
there's
enough
like not
flavor.
A taste, right?
Yeah, you lose the flavor.
It just tastes like meat.
But if it's overcooked, you lose the texture.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So right there in that like rare, medium rare state is where the perfect. Two like that's where the two lines cross, and that's the perfect zone.
Perfect.
Well, I guess I'm like
it's soft and it's chewy and it's like the perfect texture.
And you have
but
just
you
enough
have
sear on the outside
flavor.
For the flavor, and the juices are still in
if
it.
If you
see,
sear
I don't
it,
like the juices. That piss me off.
What?
Like I don't want all the. I don't know.
That's a hot take
for a burger. Like when I'm eating a burger,
you don't like a good greasy burger. That's a
no. I love and then like messes burgers. Your chin up, and I just
oh, I'm in that. Jam.
I get slappy.
Yeah, I'm in that jam.
I don't know. But even now, like I used to always eat like. I've come a long way. I used to eat, like, ketchup with all my stuff, and now I, like, don't. I, like, eat a burger, like, plain. Like, oh, yeah, just did that. No ketchup.
Wow.
I had bacon Dude. On it. No ketchup. I'll just do my favorite is just pickles and mustard, which I don't think is weird.
No, that's
no,
a good
that's
combo.
A perfect combo.
But it's good.
Those two are, it's like, good. The married condiments.
Yeah.
I could do those two with anything and be perfectly
Absolutely.
Fine.
And, well, yeah, pickles are the best. My man doesn't like pickles, but he does like mustard, so he's a pass there. But, yeah, pickles and mustard. Like, I'll eat ketchup with a fry every now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I'll even eat fries just fucking like an animal. Just no ketchup, nothing. I'm like, whoa.
You got to appreciate the fry.
Yeah. Come a long way.
If I still eat ketchup, it's with something like a fry or like on fried potatoes.
You don't eat ketchup by itself?
I'm not just drinking ketchup.
Okay, whatever.
Freak.
Tell that to your fridge. That's literally just ketchup.
Right?
I saw you replace debunked. Ketchup in that fucking beer can, so.
Yeah, that's actually
good
all
one.
This is.
The koozie you thought just, would be enough.
Yeah, a can of ketchup.
Gross.
Just watery tomato paste in here.
Sometimes I will, though. I'll be, like, being the lame and not making my own pasta sauce, and I'll, like, eat a spoonful of just the sauce. I'm like, why am I doing this?
But pasta sauce is fucking amazing.
That's a little different, though. It's not just, like, I'm having spoonfuls of ketchup. Like, pasta sauce, you're like, oh. I'm like, stop eating it.
Ooh, I'm cultured now. This is, ooh.
I eat sauce straight from the source. I need noodles.
I'll make my own. Like, when I make a good pasta, I'll make my own sauce. And, like, that shit's jam. You could eat that shit on its own, for real.
I need some. See,
good.
I've never made my own sauce. But.
Really?
But, yeah. Well, you know. I did
well,
ship
you know.
My. I
what
did
a
ship,
college kid.
I did ship my, you know, SpongeBob underwears. You know? I'm a weak
He's
kid.
He's been eating ramen for 9 years.
Dude.
Now.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I have. Okay, so I thought the whole ramen college kid thing was like, funny, whatever. In my first year, I really didn't. Because, like, I was in a dorm and I had, you know.
Yeah, microwave.
I have a microwave now. But I had the food. Like, the student center had, like, all the food in it and shit. So I was like, I don't need ramen. Fuck that. Dude, this year, I've eaten so much goddamn ramen.
You are
it's
ramen.
Not even funny. Yeah, I'm turning into noodles right now.
Yeah, yeah. One of these days, I'll teach you, like, the way you make ramen in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with, like, the...
With Cheetos.
Yes.
What?
What do they call that? What's the name
of it? Look it up.
I am.
It's the... that shit looks
Look,
fire.
I'm telling you, it's the fucking jam.
Prison ramen.
What do they
see.
Call it? There's, like, a name. They call it, like... there's a name for it. It's like with an S.
New, I don't know. Let's see.
I don't know about it. I think about this often, guys.
No,
often.
I'm telling you. Like, if I go to prison,
I'm the chef.
I'm gonna whip this shit up. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be selling this shit, slanging
for real.
There's a word.
Check this out.
Come on, just tell me.
Scan
what
over.
They
let's
put
see the
in
word.
It.
This fucking article.
Put the noodles in hot water. Just tell me how the
man, the one with the hot Cheetos though. God, it looks fire.
Just look up ingredients. Look up prison ramen ingredients.
Oh, they call it something.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but so one of
prison.
Orange Kool-Aid. What?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What
yeah.
The
that,
fuck.
That's it.
Okay.
So you can substitute some of those for different things, but that's the basis
what
right
the
there.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's the basis right
so,
there.
So okay, we've got. Let's see. We've got ramen, boiling water, white rice, Kool-Aid.
Hell yeah.
And a bag of pork skins or rinds, or as you said, Cheetos.
Yeah, ooh, Cheetos.
Yeah.
So it's just ramen with Cheetos.
No, it's like once you, if you eat it, you'll be
go
like,
to YouTube right
this
now.
Is fucking,
go to YouTube right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, find a picture of it so you can see it. Cause I'm telling you, it's not
prison
what you're thinking.
Ramen.
Prison. God, I want to know the fucking name.
The fuck? Jailhouse burrito.
Ooh,
that's
what, ramen burrito.
I have heard it called.
Damn.
I have heard it called, a prison
fuck?
Burrito.
See, there's another. I
yeah,
don't
that's
know
it. That's
about.
The picture right
this
there.
Here?
That's what it looks like.
Here?
And I'm
here?
Telling you that shit
yeah,
is fucking
like,
so good.
It's a square because they put it in like a chip bag, and that's where
yeah.
it gets the shape.
Yep.
What?
Yep. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, only real OGs yo. Know this shit.
For real.
Yeah, you know, I don't plan on going to prison anytime soon.
Oh, I just got out the pen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One of these days, I'll teach you.
Thanks.
It's
yeah,
that's
a
where
whole
actually
new...
we met.
Yeah.
I don't know why we were in a co-ed prison.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So Randy, instead of cooking me some of his real delicious fucking food, he's gonna make me a goddamn prison burrito.
Yeah. Yeah,
which,
yeah.
First of all, that name sounds like
delicious.
Something. It sounds like you're shipping drugs in your ass into prison.
Yeah. Probably.
No, that's
the cornhole.
That's putting stuff in your wallet.
Oh,
that's
oh.
your butthole is your prison wallet.
Ooh.
Oh, prison wallet.
Prison
okay,
purse.
There you go.
Think
yeah,
I've heard
yeah,
that
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay, yeah,
AKA
yeah.
your butthole.
If yeah. it's in your wallet, it's in your butthole.
Prison wallet. Gotcha.
That's
okay.
good.
Yeah, I got. Okay, gotcha.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start saying my
thing.
Prison purse.
Yeah, your prison purse. That's a good one too.
I
yeah.
stuck a
that may be a vagina.
Yeah,
that seems like a vagina.
Yeah,
yeah, probably. That's good though.
I put a tampon in my
prison
wallet.
Smuggled a tampon in my prison wallet.
I have 3,000 Xanax in my.
Oh my.
Prison purse.
That's,
right
yo, yeah.
yeah.
It's either Xanax right. or cigarettes,
Brad.
Tobacco, just okay. in general.
The good
things
shit.
Like that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
A cell phone.
This yeah. is a very. This has been a very educational podcast.
It really has. I hope
it
you guys
really
have learned a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Everything is canceled.
Yo, that does look kind of fucking good, though. I would probably eat that.
I'm telling
that
you, dude.
This is my not canceled, my friend. This is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A prison burrito.
You need
is
to watch.
Jam.
Seriously, go to YouTube.
Okay, let's.
And
see.
Watch someone make it, what and you're gonna be like. Here? So now all those ramen noodles you have at home, you can upgrade and you can make this now.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can be fucking ready to go.
I don't want to call him out on the air, but my best friend who you've met, you've met him before.
Okay.
He was Bernie. In a he did go to prison for a little while for some
okay.
bullshit, but
ooh.
He's the one that taught me.
I'm gonna assume this is not what you were meaning. Is that it?
Innocent until proven guilty.
Okay.
Blah, blah. So
this bitch ain't never.
Have
been
you
to
been
prison.
To prison?
Bitch.
This bitch ain't. Look at those teeth. She has never been to prison.
Let me
we'll
see
tell
what
right
you
now.
Got here. If she's whipping up something,
she's full of shit.
Yeah, this is a lie.
She's full of shit.
Shit. Well,
fake news.
She talked to a guy that went to prison one time.
What the fuck is this?
She's down now.
Mayonnaise.
Get this out. Get this out.
Yes.
Get this
done.
Out.
Done. Done.
Oh my
she
god.
Did not.
Yeah,
what
get
the
this bitch out of here.
Nope.
What the
yeah.
fuck was
get
that?
Get this bitch out.
If there's not prisoners on this screen in 3 seconds,
yeah.
I'm out of here.
Prison recipe to Molly.
If we ain't got
oh, wait,
jumpsuits.
There's ramen burrito. Hold on, let me go back. Wet.
Oh, prison tamale.
What?
I guess that you could call it that.
Wet
yeah.
ramen burrito. You like the sound of a wet ramen burrito?
That doesn't seem right.
Ooh. Which one? Tamale or the wet ramen burrito?
Because
they called it a burrito before.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Prison
yeah,
burrito
one.
Is what
prison
I've heard it called.
Yeah.
This could be
let's
the word.
Here. Let's see here.
God, I wish I could think of the name. It's going to drive me fucking crazy.
What in the hell? It. Are like those hot dogs in there?
Oh, you know this, it, baby.
Really? I don't know if this one's real either.
Fucking hell!
Get this bitch out of here. Get this bitch out of here.
Why does she think she's a prisoner?
Oh my God.
Get this bitch out of here. Did she write that goddamn book?
I think she wrote that book.
Fuck no her. Way.
Fuck this.
I'm over
this is
her.
Not real.
We're done, okay?
Canceled,
sure.
Asian
You're
lady.
You're fucking canceled.
She's out of here.
Is this a fucking game
What did she do? Fucking steal somebody's fucking candy?
Coca-Cola ramen? This bitch has uploaded like 50,000 fucking videos.
Yeah, get her out of here.
She's never
the only
prison.
Other prison ramen videos are like 30 minutes long.
Prison ain't no joke.
God right? damn.
Yeah, look, they're in there a long time. Felix, give them a break,
well,
man.
What is
I know,
time,
but I'm
anyway.
Saying, like, why
they got a lot of time
made
to kill.
Videos on
a
this.
A spread. That's it. The spread.
Spread? How to cook prison,
prison spread.
Spread?
That's what they call it, a spread. Okay. Oh, I fucking knew it.
I got you.
Let's see.
Make this bread. Make this spread.
Don't, please, oh, God. Please. Please, Jesus, don't let it be the same woman.
Oh,
there we go.
Shit.
There we
this
go.
This is real.
Thank
shit.
You.
This is real.
Oh,
I saw his hand.
I saw that Cheeto bag.
Wow, that's fucking racist.
This dude's real. This dude's real. This dude's
fuck
legit.
He, oh, yes. Is he making empanadas, too? They do not
dude.
Make empanadas in prison. They
he,
do
he
not.
Knows.
Is he saying anything?
This
oh, Raider Nation.
He's a Raiders fan. This is yeah. a real
Raiders.
Prison video right here.
Cooking with Chef Le Mundo. Yeah. Hey.
What up, Chef?
What you got, Chef? Ooh. 420 Ooh. Special. Oh, my God.
Damn, this just got real.
Okay.
Yeah, this shit's real.
All right.
Fuck yeah. The Hamburglar.
What
Hamburglar. Going?
What is this video?
Yeah.
Prison, baby.
That's the prison food.
I just want to see how to make
here
it.
Here we go.
Ain't, he said, look, ain't no chefs in prison.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All
oh,
right.
He got the Fritos on
damn.
Top.
All right.
He got
I'm
garnishes.
With it. You need okay. top ramen chicken flavor.
Okay.
Fritos, chili cheese, Cheetos, Doritos. Ooh. Oh, my God. Mayonnaise.
We'll just skip.
Yeah, cancel that shit. Get that shit out of here.
Randy loves mayonnaise.
Oh, he's got the bread bag.
Yo, dude.
He's
this
making
is fucking
a jumbo
sick.
Spread.
Yeah, he's making big. He's making a loaf. Spread loaf.
He's going to sell this shit later. Fuck, this is so cool.
Oh.
This is real delicacy.
Yeah, this is for real. This is for real right here.
For anyone who's listening,
yeah.
He's now taking a knife to open the Doritos bag.
And we're joking, and there's someone from prison listening to this podcast. Like, I'm gonna kill this bitch. I'm gonna get out of here and kill this bitch.
What the fuck does this bitch know about? What does she know about spread?
I'm gonna suffocate her with a spread, and she's dead.
Dude, oh my
yep.
lord!
Crush him up. Yep. Yeah, get that.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh, some fucking bologna in this bitch.
Bologna.
He's putting that meat in
I
there.
I fuck with it.
Protein,
ooh.
Baby.
The cheese slices. That's the trick.
Mm-hmm, I fuck mm-hmm. with it.
That's the trick.
Oh,
okay.
Fuck.
Okay. All right.
God
all right.
damn.
Okay.
Hungry.
Yeah.
I'm
I'm telling you.
Let's go get a snack from prison, guys.
Yeah. Prison snack. It's time for a spread.
Oh yeah. Look at that.
All right.
Let
okay.
Let that shit cook.
Yep. Put it all together.
Fuck with it. Ooh, a bag of boiling ramen noodles. I love it.
That's it, man.
Show
that's
us how to
about.
Do it, Chef de la
show
Monde.
Me, Daddy.
Hey, now.
Smoke 5 to 10 blunts.
All right.
Jesus
okay.
Christ.
Minimum
okay.
5.
Dup, whammy, okay.
All right. Juice that shit.
Hell yeah.
Strain that shit.
What you got?
All that crushed.
What is...
Oh, and that was the cheese and the...
He was cooking the noodles.
The Cheeto dough.
Now,
okay,
he's,
okay,
now
okay.
he's throwing
he's
the
seasoning
sauce.
It. He's
now
seasoning
he's throwing
it.
The sauce.
Yeah. Okay. Shake that hoe up.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Get in there.
Yeah.
That's the trick, man.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, he's getting laid tonight.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's
damn.
Getting some night.
He was like, oh, it feels like I'm right at home.
Bro, oh my God.
With the Fritos
looks,
on top?
He's like, God damn.
That looks like fucking fire.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Okay, tell
I mean,
you what, I'm down.
I mean, let's be real. It's just cheesy noodles.
Who
hell
cares?
Yeah,
fuck it.
He threw some meat in there. He threw
he
yeah.
threw bologna in there.
His commissary was like big time.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's literally, if you think about it, it's just a hot Cheeto Frito ramen noodle.
I fuck with
and
it.
There's
yeah, yeah.
cheese. Like,
I
that
fuck
sounds
with it.
Incredible.
You got mm-hmm. it. You got the texture. Right?
Protein.
You got the flavor.
Yep.
He got protein in mm-hmm. his. So, yeah. I
it's
mean.
It's real deal.
I fuck with it.
Full I do, too. We should have a prison spread.
Let's do it. I'm down.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get some prisoners in here.
A prison spread party where you, everyone bring your own spread.
Yeah, yeah.
BYOS. Bring your own spread.
Yeah, yeah. We'll make a spread. We'll watch the game. Legit.
That's cool.
It has to be the Raiders game, though.
Yeah, Raider Nation.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Raiders for real.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. That was sick. I'm not gonna front like that wasn't I'm telling you, some so of the best like, shit I've ever seen.
Eating some ramen's good,
take
right? But like you gotta mix it up.
That was sick.
Throw a little spread in.
Yeah.
What's the chef's name again? What was
Chef
name?
De La Moon.
Yeah,
or something.
I'll call him a right fucking
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Let's see. Chef Le Mundo.
Chef Le Mundo.
That's right.
Dude, this guy is the fucking oh.
That's
oh,
the real oh. deal. Yes. Prison chef.
See if you can find an email. Let's reach out. Let's see if we can get him on the show.
Chef Le Mundo.
I love bro. We've been watching here. All your content. We yeah. think it's yeah. great.
Chef Le Mundo, you We're are intrigued. All over same old devils. We would love to get you in this studio.
I'm gonna look and see if we can if I
how
can
much
find
is your talent fee?
You.
We got you, Holmes.
Yeah, yeah.
We got you.
I get
through.
Your microwave on this table.
Oh yeah. You'll be at our spread. Party.
He's on Twitter. Hey, is this him on Twitter?
Oh shit. Ooh. Cadillac Music.
Cadillac
yes,
Music.
Sir.
He's a rapper too.
Southern Playa Delistic.
And he's been in prison. Baby shit. Daddy right there.
Shit. Hold up. Come on, shit. Load the picture. I just need to see if this is the man himself.
He's been about that life since
the man,
2009.
The Mundo.
Ooh. Yo, we need this man on.
All right.
Look, is he dead? That's 2015.
Oh shit.
Oh no.
R.I.P. Mundo.
Oh shit.
Come on.
R.I.P.
Le Mundo.
Le Mundo.
Now look. Oh, that's a rap album. That's a cover.
Le Mundo.
When was his last tweet? When was the last tweet?
Live on Periscope.
15.
2015.
He's out. He's in prison. He
Come
went to
on,
prison.
Come on. He's back. He's back in the joint. Le Mundo's back in the joint.
Short
shit.
Lived. God damn
shit.
It.
Oh.
Pull one out, Le Mundo.
OG, motherfucking goddamn.
Love you.
Not with the bullshit.
Let us know.
Free Mundo. Free Le Mundo.
Let us know when you're getting out, Holmes.
Yo, for real, Le Mundo.
I'll be waiting for you, baby.
You got to find this shit because we need you here.
All right, I got to take a piss.
Okay.
Suck down these beers.
If you don't have a spread when you come back, don't come
back. I'm coming back with an arm full of shit to
Thank
make some
you.
Spread.
Yo, honestly, that would be pretty fucking sick. If we made spread on this show, I would be so happy.
I would pee my pants.
I would be so happy. Chef
if he came name. Back with a spread, dude, I would lose my shit.
I'd be so happy.
Holy shit.
Free Le Mundo.
That's fucked
God
up.
Damn, man. Fuck. OG motherfucking goddamn.
They got him.
They got
Why
him.
Why do you gotta do real fucking criminals like this?
I don't understand.
He's trying to do good.
He was
make spreads.
He was showing everyone how to make spread. God. He's not some Asian fuckwit.
This is bullshit.
Ugh.
I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm fucking done.
That chick is canceled. Praise Le Mundo to the highest.
I can't believe this shit.
I'm gonna write a
What has this
ad.
World come to? I thought though, I've always wanted to like write a prisoner.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll write Chef Mundo.
Yo, we
like,
gotta
yo,
do it. We need to get a pen pal. With I need to find out
and
where.
And then you could read it on
Hold
here.
Up.
His
where are you
letter.
From? Where are you from, Chef Le Mundo?
I bet he's in Detroit. Remember Raider Nation?
Mm.
Oh, but that doesn't mean anything. He could be from somewhere else.
Yeah, he could be from Cali. Could be from anywhere. Just posted a photo for real. See, his Instagram's private, so
God damn.
But he won't be able to accept it.
But he may have a prison phone.
Ooh, but why wouldn't he be tweeting?
Because he can't get that public. He's in prison.
Yeah, I
He'd
guess.
Be like, yo,
I
mean, sup, baby?
With like
in cell number 22.
With 498 followers, I don't know, man.
I don't know, 498 more than I got.
Uh-huh, that's fair. That's fair. Me too. Yo.
So we came to the conclusion why we're gonna write him a letter in prison.
Yeah, we're gonna yeah, same yeah. old devils is gonna have a pen pal ship with Chef Le
Mundo. We're gonna start a GoFundMe for his spread.
Yo,
yeah, yeah.
So he can make that shit for
Yo,
the masses.
We gotta get him like a real platform or like a restaurant just for prison food.
Yeah,
I'd be so
do
fucking down.
He'll
with
have
that.
A food truck outside.
Yes,
of prison.
Dude. We
let's
have,
do it
in we'll, the yard.
We have to do it.
We'll give him like a bi-monthly basis,
yeah.
and
yeah.
he'll just come in here. Make us some prison food.
Yes.
Show us the ways.
Yes.
Hook us up.
Yes.
And his business, he'll call it Spread Daddy.
Hey! Spread Daddy. Perfect.
It's Spread Daddy Day, yo.
Spread Daddy Chef Day, come get it.
Fucking hell.
That's good shit. I bet he's eating spread right now. You know he is. Post it up.
How does he not have more?
Is he a rapper? Look up Cadillac Music.
Let me see here. I'm sure we will not get in trouble for playing.
Oh shit, that
music
was from 2009.
Here.
He is
some That's
fucking,
some OG shit.
He is probably retired.
Yeah, keep that shit muted. Just I'd love to hear his shit. We can jam his shit.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get pulled.
I don't know. You think he's signed?
I mean, he's got Cadillac Music.
He's got
he don't need
cred,
sign.
Homie.
He doesn't need sign with a name like Cadillac
okay,
Music.
Okay, but what I'm saying is we don't have to worry about it because he's
hell
not...
yeah, it's the chef, ho. You didn't know?
Yes!
That's
my
how
my cousin goes stupid.
He's good.
Yo!
He's got fans.
Yo.
Cheddar Boy's his cousin.
Cheddar Boy.
For the record.
Cheddar Boy.
That was only 5 months ago.
Oh,
oh
shit.
Oh my god, so we can reach out to Cheddar Boy. Like,
Cheddar Boy!
Where's
Cheddar
the
Boy?
Chef?
Yo! Cheddar Boy, get
this
a Chef Lamont.
For
Lamundo.
Real. Hold up. Cheddar Boy, I need to hit you up, man.
But yo, we're a big fan of your cuz. Where's he at?
Yeah, hook us up.
Hit us with that address.
Dude, he makes music as well.
Oh, shit. Maybe that's okay.
Wow.
So he's probably not a real cousin. Oh. Let's be real. He's just like.
Okay, but maybe we can still get in contact. Yeah. Maybe we can still get in contact through Cheddar Boy.
I don't know. I've heard the word cuz used loosely in that
one.
Yo,
you know?
So?
There's a room full of white people talking about black people cousins.
So, hey. Listen, okay.
We may be fucking this up.
We weren't the ones who brought up cousin.
Yeah, he said
okay,
it.
Okay, he
Cheddar
said cousin.
Cheddar Boy said it.
That is the whitest thing you've ever said.
No.
I think it is.
Me saying I like mayonnaise is probably the whitest thing I've ever said.
That's pretty white.
I didn't eat mayonnaise till I was 22, probably.
You shouldn't.
I think it's good.
I like.
I mean,
it
it's
now.
Not like it's not like
what.
I'm not gonna eat it plain.
Yeah, of course.
Ugh. But like a good like Chipotle mayo
mm-hmm.
or something with a fry or
mm-hmm.
on a burger.
Mm-hmm.
That's good shit. Or in a
yep.
potato salad.
Yep.
That's good shit too,
yep.
dog.
Oh, no.
But you gotta have the mustard. You can't just do the when you have a potato salad and it's just mayonnaise. I'm like, ew.
Oh yeah.
Why
for
would
sure.
you
Absolutely.
Do this?
Yeah.
And then, but if they have a little mustard and a little pickle,
but like, oh, yeah, get like a sandwich, get some pickles, get your ham and your turkey, put them both on there.
Girl,
yeah.
No.
Get some mayo and mustard
That's
on
good.
That hoe. Oh my god,
it's not a spread, but it's, good.
it's no spread, but
it's good.
It's pretty good.
Y'all are pretty disgusting human beings.
Okay, Randy, you're the only person who thinks that.
Mayonnaise
that's not
is,
true.
No, my that dad doesn't
yeah,
eat mayonnaise. It's disgusting. My mom, they think like anything that's like white, like sour cream, ranch. I didn't eat ranch till I was like 25.
Ranch
really?
Is not good either.
What?
It's only good with hot wings.
Yeah, it is great with hot
that's
wings.
It.
You don't like it with salad?
No, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. It's gross.
I like Caesar, but then,
I do like Caesar.
Oh my god, I figured out when I found out that
anchovies in it.
I lost it. I was like,
but you already like it.
You're not about that fish.
No, it doesn't.
It's just blended up.
I'm determined.
Yeah, nothing bad. It's just like the entire anchovy blended into a sauce.
It turned into juice.
That fucked me up. That really fucked me up.
That makes it grosser, I think.
That's bad.
I don't know. Think, okay, so would you rather eat anchovies in anchovy form or anchovy juice?
Juice.
I mean, if I got it,
I'm
not a
man.
Fan of anchovies. My
Who
dad
is?
Loves anchovies.
Right, yeah.
But, I'm not a fan of anchovies. I've eaten them before, but I'm just not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But if you gave me the option, like, eat this can of anchovies or drink this can of anchovies, I'm just going to drink it.
Because you can smash it real quick.
Exactly. I can just get it done.
When it comes to drinking things, I'm a quick puker, so I'm the other way.
Call my fucking man. He'll drink. He'll outdrink all of you motherfuckers.
No, he definitely can.
Yeah.
I don't drink 12 cans
drink
of
it.
Pepsi
yeah.
every day.
He would eat anything, too. Like
that's little
Andre. Anything.
So
yeah.
he can
yeah.
just smash, like... We would need, like, 1,500 more drinks. Right
oh, yeah. Oh, easily. It's, like, 4 to 1 for a normal person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a lot.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
But it's respectable. I respect him for it.
Respect, man.
I respect him for
respect.
It. Shout out to your man.
I always forget he has a name. I'm just like, babe. You don't have a name. When he calls me my name, it like offends me. I'm like, what the fuck? Who did you just say? You mean babe? Or anything else that's sweet? I don't know. Fucking name.
fucking name.
Fuck a name.
Fucking name. One, yeah. Fuck water.
Canceled. Water, names.
Asian chicks who want to say they've been to prison.
That was
yeah, fuck
the
that.
Line. You're was fucking
canceled.
The line.
You're canceled.
She crossed the fucking
you can't
line.
Make spread, yeah. You piece
bitch.
Of shit.
Actually, see if you can find her email, because I want to let her know she will never be
You are... Cancel.
Fuck you.
She's out. Fuck her.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Wait till we tell Chef Mundo there's some Asian
Yo,
bitch making
Chef
spreads.
Mundo, man, Chef Mundo would do some bad
She's
things.
In trouble.
He'd be pissed.
You better change. Lock your doors.
Mm-hmm. Nah, Chef. Look, Chef Mundo. He's either dead or he's in prison. So I'm telling you right now, he'd be sweet talking her.
Ooh,
there's no doubt about it.
He manipulate
okay.
her.
He's like, hey, what's up, girl?
Yeah.
Hook
yeah.
me up with that okay. commissary uh-huh, money.
Yeah, go yeah. ahead, make me some of that spread.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to talk about spread. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we've just arranged, like, a future love affair.
Oh.
Ooh, if we could find them both.
See, but I don't...
it's a love connection.
But do you want Mundo
Absolutely.
To be with her?
No, probably not. Well,
not with her.
Imagine the videos.
I mean, he's... Look,
I mean, yeah, but...
Look, that man's going to do whatever he wants regardless.
Right, exactly.
But, like,
exactly.
let him get some.
Yeah, I'm saying we can get
he's
some.
He's trying to get laid?
Know? Yeah.
He
if he's trying
it.
To get laid,
yeah.
But
let
I don't
man
want
get
them
some.
To go.
Maybe
let
he doesn't like Asians.
Ooh.
Maybe he's like, fuck you, bitch.
Ooh, and your fake going to prison.
Yeah, like,
come on now. Come on now. We saw that dude.
We did see that dude.
Yeah, but
you see those glasses?
He had a grill.
He had a grill.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's established.
I feel like it doesn't matter.
We're putting all this together.
You're right.
It's a love affair. The same old devil's
I'm still
love
intrigued
show.
Over Cheddar Boy.
Cheddar Boy.
Cheddar Boy. Cheddar Boy is
He's active. Look,
yeah,
2 days ago.
Dude. Cheddar Boy's making fucking cheddar.
He's
about
getting a
that
new
bang.
Subscriber when I get home.
Don't shoot Cheddar Boy.
Don't shoot Cheddar Boy.
Teaser.
Ooh.
Wow, he made a Halloween video.
Well, hell yeah.
That's rad.
Dude.
I mean, you got to, right?
You got to. You got to keep it current.
Cheddar Boy does.
Cheddar Boy.
19 subscribers, guys. That's a lot.
He's got almost as many as we do.
Mm.
Almost. Yeah. Catch up, Cheddar Boy.
He wishes.
Catch up.
Make a spread or don't.
Yeah. Yeah, Cheddar Boy. Just do some time. Make a spread.
He's probably definitely done time. Probably
Cheddar
definitely.
Boy's done time?
Probably definitely.
Yeah. That's probably why he knows Chef Lamundo.
Oh,
from
maybe.
Fucking
okay.
The pin, duh.
Okay.
They're not cousins. They're fucking pin cousins.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Come on.
I can put that together.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, shit.
He's sipping.
Prison Since Shank I... commercial.
Oh.
Dude, homeboy is like,
whoa,
he's
wait.
Got some real shit.
Chef Mundo TV.
Crab cheese puffs.
Look, I told you.
Dude, prison
Shank?
Spread. Parmesan basil, crusted tilapia.
Ooh,
bro, homeboy's got some fucking... Yo, Chef Le Mundo.
9 years ago, too. He was coming out with that fire.
Damn.
9 years ago.
That's before the game.
He is leaps and bounds.
Oh, my God, dude.
Wow.
I got...
I'm impressed.
Crab cheese puffs.
I think this is love. Is this love?
Oh, my God. Am I in love right now?
How to cook Orient? This is him?
Yeah, this is Chef
Oriental
Chef Le Mundo.
Crab cheese puff.
Episode 1.
Ooh.
What you got, Chef Le Mundo?
Oh, that's what he was making.
Oh,
I said,
that's
I said, you don't make empanadas in prison.
Okay.
Chef Mundo does.
He do.
Damn. How you make it, G? How'd you make it? Or maybe this is just his intro.
And he wears Lokes inside.
Raiders Nation, baby.
He's Loked up.
He likes
canola
oil.
Ooh.
Cooking with Chef Le Mundo.
Jesus.
Hell yeah.
Episode 1.
Le Mundo Crab Cheese Puffs.
Raider
Ooh,
Nation.
Ooh, what you got?
Okay.
Crab Cheese Puff? Is that not just like a
wonton?
It's just like yeah.
A wonton?
Yeah.
Is that a wonton?
No, a Crab Rangoon.
Rangoon. Yeah.
Dude, he's making it himself, though. Fuck the bullshit.
Okay, so there's imitation crab all the time. Mm-hmm. Why? So imitation crab is fake, but why? Is it because
like
it's expensive?
It's because if you don't keep crab fresh, it's no good.
Mm-hmm. But so it's flavored vegetables.
I don't know what
it's
made
of.
Fucking vile.
I don't know what it's made of.
But people eat it a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I mean, it's way cheaper because you don't have to ship it. You don't have to catch it. You just
like, yeah, look up what is imitation crab.
Crab sticks.
Oh, so it's just mechanically
finely
processed.
Okay, finely pulverized white fish that have been shaped and cured to resemble the leg meat of a snow crab or Japanese spider crab.
So it's like a crab hot dog.
Yeah, okay. It's just a crab hot dog.
I mean, we're debunking fucking everything.
Dude,
not even Mythbusters episode.
Really not even a real hot dog, because hot dog's still...
It's like pork.
It's still pork. It's true. Just like... pork bullshit,
mm-hmm.
or beef bullshit if it's a beef hot dog.
Yeah,
but this is real seafood though.
But it's not crab at all.
It's not crab.
No.
It's just fish.
Oh, yeah. White fish. Okay.
Yeah.
Bullshit ass fish.
Damn. All right.
Bullshit ass fish.
AKA disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like this.
So no seafood.
Mm-mm.
Way overdone steaks.
Yep.
What else is your jam?
I love pizza, all the good shit. Tacos.
Of course.
Love Mexican food.
Of course. Anybody who doesn't like Mexican food is a fucking liar.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I think it's my
favorite.
Just a liar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're full of shit.
I love Japanese shit. Mm-hmm.
But not fish. They eat a lot of fucking fish.
Lots of Chinese food. Love chili oil. We are obsessed with chili oil as of lately. We've been making our own and shit.
Ooh.
It's good. So we go to Mr. Chen's on South University.
Okay.
It's one of the best Asian markets here. It smells disgusting.
Mm. Right.
I always argue with my babe. I'm like, it smells rotten in there. He's like, no, it's just the way it smells. I'm like, yeah, it's rotten.
That's a lot of Asian places you go.
Yes, and that's a good sign, but they also have a restaurant next door, which is also a good sign, and it's always loaded. It looks gross, and their market looks gross, but we get all our shit from there.
I think that's the place that I get my kimchi, actually.
Probably. It's right next to that Peacock Wigs and where the Village used to be.
Yeah.
And so it's in there.
That's
and
the gym.
So they have a chili oil called Laogan Ma that we've been obsessed with now for I don't know. My boyfriend eats three fucking jars a week. He's crazy. But I feel like we're immune to spice now because we're obsessed. So all the time we're fucking try me. We went and had this Chinese place the other day or yesterday in Dallas, and I was like, can you bring me the chili oil? And she was like, it's very spicy. And I was like, bitch, bring me the fucking chili oil.
Right.
And so it's good shit. And we've been trying to make it. And it'll take some time. First one we made was kind of too smoky. But you gotta play around with what peppers you like and shit. But I love anything spicy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be on fire.
Yeah.
And it's a different spice. Because we were talking about, I was like, what is the last time I was affected that spice affected me personally? And I was like, there wasn't. And the only time that I had something that was really, really, really hot, it's a chemical hot. Chemical hot, fake hot, and real hot are so different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I remember one time we went to Zaxby's a year ago, and my babe was like, get the tongue torch. It's the hottest one.
Mm-hmm.
And it fucked me up. But it's a chemical hot, so it's not real.
Well, I've had some hot. I mean, I've had some.
But
I like hot shit. I like hot shit a lot.
Yeah.
I like the hot where my nose is running and I'm like, ooh, man, whoo.
It's
whoo. That's really the hot I like.
See, I like comfortably hot.
See, I don't know.
No, I like that.
I don't like being uncomfortable eating.
I like that just uncomfortable, but I don't like there is a point. Ghost peppers, you ever just bit into a ghost pepper?
Yeah,
that's
hot
just
shit.
Stupid.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like that's just there's no reason for that.
No.
That's to me, that's someone that's I like to run, and then someone else is like, well, yeah, I like to run through a whole forest of rose bushes.
Yeah,
no. You're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess, I don't want to be uncomfortably hot, but I'm not afraid to try hot things.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
But also, what people, when you get in restaurants, it's whitey hot. They're like, oh, we gotta cater to these fucking white people that think salt and pepper is
spicy.
See,
that's,
So
it's hard to find,
that's
legit.
That's the thing. Because it varies so much.
Oh,
and really, it doesn't matter. You grow a tolerance to that
totally.
Shit. Like, you just have to fucking...
I feel like I'm unaffected. Obviously, if I have fucking ghost pepper shit or, some crazy stuff, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
On a day-to-day, fucking come up. Run up.
I'm with you.
What's hot?
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you what's hot.
Yeah. There's no such thing as spicy chicken.
No.
At any restaurant.
Yeah. No. Because
it ain't the jam.
We went to Nashville I don't know, a month ago, and we're like, we're just going on a hot chicken quest. Mm-hmm. So all we did was eat hot chicken.
That's the shit.
And even then, I was like, I'm not like upset. None of this is hot.
Yeah.
It's delicious, but I wasn't like, ah, my tongue, like, no.
Did you try any of the ones where you had to like wear gloves when you eat it and shit like that?
No.
Because there's places in Nashville where like
we did Hattie B's, which was good.
The best one.
I need to try that.
We had some like bootleg place. We tried to go to Bolton's, but it was, they were like, oh, it'll be an hour and a half. And I was like, I'm fucking starving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we didn't do that. And we had one more.
Did you check out Prince's?
Prince's.
Prince's the OG.
Good shit. Prince's, but like, it OG. Wasn't hot. And there was, yeah. You know, I guess like some of them were just like the like dry rub hot,
yeah,
which
yeah.
is different. Like, it's more like yeah. smoky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the same spice.
Uh-uh. But yeah, it's good shit. Hot yeah. chicken's good. I don't know why we don't have hot chicken here. Ooh. If we had a whole because legit it's just hot a bunch
of
place,
it's just a bunch of white people who can't take
we're
it.
We're like 5 years behind in everything here.
Yes, I mean, yes, absolutely.
Literally everything.
Yes.
It's a balance, right? So yeah. like shit's cheap as fuck here.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I love living here. I can literally do whatever I want because it's so cheap to live here.
Yeah.
So like when people are like, oh, like that's lame. You used to live in Denver. Why'd you move? I'm like, bitch, I'm not paying. I paid $1,600 for a small two-bedroom
probably
apartment.
Like this room. Damn,
literally.
Right? Like
I paid $1,200 for a studio 4 years ago.
Golly. Yeah.
So imagine now. I'm like, I'm not going to live to have a roommate. Like, mm-mm. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. We were out
you're
there,
my like significant other, not doing it.
We were out there like maybe like a month ago, month mm-hmm. and a half ago. I don't even remember now. We went out there and we got an Airbnb, right? Mm-hmm. Like not even a hotel. And it was like almost $2,000. And it was, I'm serious, like...
tiny.
Maybe,
like a tool shed.
Maybe 800 square feet.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. It's fucking tiny.
That's ridiculous.
And it's not getting cheaper. Like, so that's why it's like, cool, you know, I get it. But my thought is I'd rather live somewhere like smaller and cheaper and more small town so I can travel and do mm-hmm. whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Live like
then,
a baller.
Yeah, because then when you travel, it's like you're not around a bunch of shit that's no. like super
and
cool.
And I think you appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah.
one of the things. So that's the thing that, like... it's cheap to live here. There's still cool people
there's
and cool
some, yeah.
places
yeah.
and cool things here.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when you go out, you can still leave mm-hmm. and go check out some super rad shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then come back. Like,
and I think
it's
all
kind
of, like, mindset. Right? Like, people are like, if you're not happy here, you're not going to be happy anywhere.
I mean, that's for sure. Because,
like, you'll pick apart everything. It's
for
like,
sure.
Yes, yep. I wish there was more, like, rocker bars here. Like, I feel like
sure.
all the shit here is kind of fucking lame. But, like...
sure.
whatever it is, what you make
but,
it like. Our music scene is lacking, but like
it is big time,
you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like
I've had a lot of conversations about that. But
yes.
the good thing is, you got Dallas 3 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
Memphis,
we're so close
two
to
hours.
Everything.
Oklahoma City 3 hours, four,
yeah.
three
Kansas
or four
City,
hours.
Nashville,
Kansas City,
Nashville, St. Louis. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Dallas is like. I mean, I'd all into like the metal shit, and Dallas has every subgenre of metal.
Dallas
show
is always
ever.
Popping. Yeah,
always. So like,
actually, other than the time that I bought my car. Every other time I've been in Dallas, mm-hmm. it's been to see a show.
That's so weird that mm-hmm. you bought your car in Dallas, because when I moved back, I sold my car, and I was like, I'm getting a U-Haul, and I drove back by myself, and I bought my car in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Dallas is a fucking hub.
It's Dallas fucking is fucking weird. Awesome.
But, yeah, Dallas is rad.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is a good jam.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's a little
yeah.
big for me.
It's, yeah, it's way too, and that place is ridiculously expensive. There's mm-hmm. so
yeah.
much money in Dallas.
Yeah.
And, like, whenever I go to cool places, it's like, like, I live here, you know, and I'm like, damn, it'd be so cool to live somewhere else, right? But then, like, I go to those places, and I'm like, you know, probably wouldn't want to live here.
It's hectic.
It's super hectic, and I'm just like a chill, laid-back, kind of
oh, yeah.
not so hectic dude.
That's why when I moved back from Denver, I was like, cool, if I want to be a fuck-up forever and just drink every
mm-hmm.
single day, like, everyone there that I was, like, associated with were, like, 30-something, 40-year-olds that work in bars, they have 6 roommates. I'm not talking shit on that. That's a life you want. Great, but, like... I can't do that forever. If
yeah.
I want, like, I couldn't be a good person there, or like the person
yeah.
I wanted to be there.
Right.
So now it's just like, if something doesn't work for you, you just kind of have to not associate
yeah.
yourself with any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I just had to fucking leave, and now I'm better than ever.
Sure.
And,
hell yeah.
Yeah. And things are good, but yeah, it's cool. Big cities are great, but it's also like, I guess you got to pick what's important to you.
Yeah.
Like, I like music. I like food. And I like traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great place for all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because we do have, there's some really good jams for
mm-hmm.
food here.
Yeah, yeah.
For
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's really easy to travel out of here
mm-hmm.
Because we're so located to so many hubs.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else is so close. Like, there's plenty of places in driving place.
Parking's never a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the worst.
Yeah.
Parking, like, even we stay downtown in Dallas, I was like, this is going to be a fucking nightmare. Mm-hmm.
It is.
And, like, I was reading the reviews, and people were like, ugh, parking's, like, $50. I'm like, y'all are full of shit. And there's a parking garage, two blocks.
Mm-hmm.
2 blocks. It was $3 for a weekend.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be 10 on weekdays, so we paid $3 for parking. It's like, people don't want to walk 0.2 miles. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Eat a fucking dick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Eat a dick.
Mm-hmm. That's every time I go to Dallas, I always stay downtown, mm-hmm. and I'm walking everywhere.
Absolutely.
Like, I park my car and fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I'm walking, or if I gotta go across, I'll just Uber.
Take a that's what we do. We took Uber.
Yeah. Driving in big cities in general is such shit.
It ain't the jam. No. It ain't the jam.
But yeah, I'll take an Uber everywhere if we're going, you know, out of state or in a big city.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that bites you in the ass. Like, we went to Philly a couple months ago, and I, like, was trying to stay at a hotel that wasn't in Philly, so it was, like, some, like, outside, you know, little surrounding town, and I was like, oh, I'm sure there'll be a bus close by, but there wasn't, but there's a shuttle from the hotel to the airport, and the airport has a train that takes you into the city, but, like, so when we took an Uber back from the city, I mean, it was, like, $50 or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But,
And that's one of the strange places where the airport is like that.
Mm. It was really weird. I was like, so I have to go to the airport to leave.
I did that with I did that with like a regular cab at their airport, and it was $100 to get into the city, just to get from the airport into the city.
Yeah, we had to take a cab. My phone died. I didn't realize New York City and Philly were that close. So some guy, like, we had an actually really cool Uber driver, and he was like, y'all take a train out to the city the next day. Because we're like, we just literally were there. It wasn't music related for once. Like, we just wanted to go and eat a bunch of food.
Mm-hmm.
And
dude, that's one of my favorite food destinations, too.
Oh, I got Chinatown, family up there. We lost it.
Man.
All the soup dumplings. I was like, in my fucking element. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Yeah, I've never been to Philly, but Boston, one of the best fucking food places I've ever been to.
See, when I went,
I
didn't enjoy my time, but it was like the people I was with.
Mm. No, the food was so fucking bomb.
Ugh. For Boston.
You gotta get like, there's this whole, I don't even remember what it's called, but there's this whole, like, building where it's just a marketplace.
Like a market.
Yeah, and people are just selling food and yelling at you to buy food and giving samples. Oh, my God.
That's just a bummer. Our, like, River Market here, I'm not even this person, but I talked shit to them publicly on Facebook the other day. So I was like, why aren't you guys open past 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
I was like, this is bullshit. Like, if we had, y'all want to do the, open container, we can drink outside now, well, maybe if you guys would open the fucking River Market and start catering to these people, like, we all want to eat food when we're drunk, you dummies.
And you make so much
fucking
money.
And there's no food to eat. Like, all there is Hertz Donuts now. It's like, cool, I don't only want to eat donuts exclusively when I'm wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, there's plenty of fast food places open around there, and we just don't have the business for it.
Around the River Market?
Or the need for it. I was like,
fast food is like, you gotta walk like a few blocks probably.
Far.
Yeah,
I think that's part of like the reason them doing like the open alcohol
container
thing is to like try to bring, because there's, what's that pizza joint that's down there? Like,
it's
Iriana's.
Yeah, which is okay.
It's not fantastic pizza, but. That's a good spot.
Yeah.
There's also like a little sushi spot down there
that
like,
looks
whatever.
Terrible. Yep. It's fucking called Wasabi. If that's anytime I see like a cliche name like that, I'm like ginger.
Fair.
I'm like, this is gonna be bad.
Fair. Yeah. I mean, it's like, but it's all right sushi.
It's not
great, but it's all right.
It fills your belly.
I've
been in a couple times in that convention center where I've been like there all day, and then I'm like, oh fuck yeah, I need to eat something.
Yeah.
I'm fucking starving. And I'm like, oh, I'll just go hit Wasabi, like,
because
it's good enough to like hit on the go.
Yeah, it's there.
It's not fantastic,
yeah,
but there's little joints like that. But I'm hoping that will open up. Oh, there's that Gus's Chicken's down there too.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It's good shit.
That place.
David's
is good.
Burgers is down there too.
It's okay.
Oh,
David's
yeah.
Burgers.
David's Burgers is fire.
One of the best burgers in town.
Absolutely.
I'm not gonna lie.
You know what that trick is?
What?
They got real garlic in that shit. You bite into it, you taste that fucking garlic.
I was thinking, 'cause I was like, there's not a lot of seasoning, but like,
it's the garlic, man.
And it's crazy. I can eat that with no cheese or like anything. I'm like, this is good shit.
Fire.
I feel like a caveman when I do
that. I'm telling
you.
Eating this meat.
Okay.
Salt, pepper, and garlic. That's what they do, and that's
it's the best.
Fucking jam. Mm-hmm.
I would say they may have the best burger, like fast food wise, in town.
Five Guys it's is really good too, though, man.
It's not as good. Their fries are
Five Guys woo! Fries. Five Guys all guys fucking are
day. Yeah. Like with mm-hmm. the Cajun.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck me up.
Yeah, tell you what. Yeah, 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 I'll give David's Burger the burger. I'll give Five Guys the fry.
Yeah.
It's good shit. Mm.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
I can go for one right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, we've hit about 2 hours, y'all.
Yeah, it's been a long
shit,
time.
That was
it's been a great time.
That was fast.
And I've really enjoyed it.
It was very informative. I hope you guys learned a lot.
Yes.
We
went through a whole lot.
We covered a whole lot.
So, if you if you want to get some pins or some shit,
holler.
Death-rattle.com. You heard it here first, folks. Death-dash. That's the symbol, not the letters dash. rattle.com. You can go to the shop. You can get custom merch inquiries. You can look at her gallery. She's got an Instagram, Death Rattle Co. At Death Rattle Co. Go and follow her. She makes some real cool shit.
She also does all of our pins. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, she does if our pins.
If you've grabbed one of ours,
quality,
or
so,
looked at one of ours,
which
she did them.
Yeah, that's so neat.
Hooked us up.
SameOldDevils.com. If you want to buy our merch, we've got shirts here, Dick Bats, Scissor Sisters, Can't Love No Go, Same Old Devils logo. Can't go wrong with that. And then in our accessories, if this will load anytime today, we've got the pins that she's made for us. These amazing pins. Dick Bat, Love Trap, Butt Slut, Rocket Man. You can't go wrong. So you need to go to SameOldDevils.com.
I got a couple more that I've been working on. I'm going to hit you up. We're going to make some shit happen.
Cool.
So you want to listen to our podcast, you want to buy our shit, go to sameolddevils.com and you will see it all there. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Peace.
See ya.